Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of the Sways Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Carrie Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo Events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
You're gonna have to do more than just, you're gonna have to do less for you. Tell mama you know I always wanted to. You're gonna have to do more than just, you're gonna have to do less for you. Tell mama you know I, you gon' need to do more than just. Ever since you walked in, sat my phone, slammed my door. You know I know that you've been on it, but I've been on it, on the low. Letting you get down on it, yeah. Love when you spin round on it, yeah. Even though you want you, shawty, I promise the truth. And when I come down on it, yeah, you love when I'm down on it, yeah. Girl, spend time on it, yeah. Walking back to top. You gon' have to do more than just, you gon' have to do less for you. Tell mama you know I always wanted to. You gon' have to do more than just, you gon' have to do less for you. Tell mama you know I, you gon' need to do more than just.
Yeah, girl, spend time on it, yeah.
That's why I came back time. You gon' have to do more than just. You gon' have to do less for you. Tell mama you know I always wanted to. You gon' have to do more than just. You gon' have to do less for you. Tell mama you know I. You gon' need to do more than just.
Love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, Rugged is the new smooth.
Join the Hair Radio online community. It's free to be a member. It's social media for the hair and beauty industry. Great space for entrepreneurs to meet new customers, network with new friends, upload pictures, make, like, read, and share posts about hair, beauty, and business, and more. Go to HRmember.com to sign up.
What is success? I'm Kerry Hines, and to me, what success is relative. So, whatever you think is success. That's what it means. But I'm here to tell you that success is not really some kind of a far-off destination, and you really shouldn't look at it that way. I said something a while back, pretty much when I was writing How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, several years back, I'll say. I remember very well thinking about success and what that meant. And I coined a phrase. I really did. I coined a phrase that I still live by. And it says something like, I live in success. And I really mean that. And as I said, even to this day, it's a phrase that I often tell folks because I believe that success is today. And if you are working at your craft, if you are pursuing or following your passion, if you have the basic necessities that might prevent others from being able to do the same, then you, my friend, you are living in success. You'll find out a whole lot more about that in my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business. It's on Amazon. Again, I'm Kerry Hines. Up next is our daily running of Miss Maggie Anderson's piece on supporting black businesses. Stay tuned.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our black community my life. The black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring black hair care back. There are great black hair care companies that exist, black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the black community can own the biggest black hair care brands, that the black community can own black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in black neighborhoods, and black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the black hair care products that only black people use, and they are not owned by black people. So I've issued the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a black-owned company.
All right. Siobhan DeSeer, it is my great honor to bring you back to the show today from Roots Rock Salon in West Orange, New Jersey. Good morning again to you. Good morning.
Good morning, and thanks for having me on today.
Okay, it's my pleasure. Listen, I want to jump right on in on this topic. This is something that's been very big, and it's been kind of weighing on me as a topic I wanted to cover on the broadcast. And so it's really easy. It's all about kind of preserving the look as far as the clients go once they leave your chair. So today's topic talk with Siobhan DeSeer and Kara Hand is how to make sure that the style that you just received at your favorite hair salon lasts after you've left the salon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And this can also lend itself to after you leave the barbershop. So these are some great at-home tips or some aftercare that we can talk about. So let's kind of get started. Okay, first of all, Siobhan DeSeer, my question to you, when clients come into the shop, are they necessarily thinking about aftercare, or are they just in the moment and just want to look good when you put that mirror in front of them and they say, oh, wow?
Yeah, you
is
know,
that
honestly,
all that they're looking for at that moment?
I'm thinking that it's a bit of both. You know, you come in, you want to, whether you're getting a new look or what have you, you want it to look great. And then, of course, you want to maintain it. You spend some money on your hair. So you want to know how you can keep this hair looking amazing. So definitely. Now, the answer to that question would definitely depend upon what style you have, what techniques or, you know, what tips you may need. So as you mentioned, the barbering. Okay, so let's say if you have your hair is cut short on the sides, right? Are you natural? Is it relaxed? You know, these are other things or tidbits that we need to know what's going on with your hair. In either case, I would say a brush is your friend. Brushing the hair on the sides, if you have like a low cut, very good. Just to keep it nice and laid, you know, and then you just tie it down and you're good to go. Now, what's going on with the top? Is it curled? Is it curly? Is it, you know, do you have some hot curls going in? Is it locked, you know? So these are other things that we have to look at. So if you have locks, then I would recommend that you use, if, you know, if you're a female, you might, well, male or female, I guess it really doesn't matter, but a satin type cat or maybe a, even what they call the do-rag, you could put that on.
Well, I'm a male and I have a satin cap, so.
Yes.
Okay,
you say you have a
so
satin, which one are you
those.
Using?
I have my own, and plus I have a do-rag, but I also have my specific silk cap. Now, can you tell everybody while we're talking about that in this moment, then we can get back to that, but what's the importance of a satin-type cap?
Well, what it is, a lot of times if you're sleeping and you have a pillowcase and it's not the proper material, you can lose a lot of moisture, you know, cause a lot of breakage and all like that. Some people don't like to put anything on their hair. So if you don't want to cover it down, then you might want to make sure you change your pillowcase to either silk or satin pillowcase. So you can, you know, you don't have to worry about putting anything on it because a lot of times, you know, sometimes you don't want to wear that bonnet or silk cap or whatever when you're laying down. So you might need to just, you know, get a pillowcase, you know, switch it up so you'll still maintain your look.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And the silk or satin, like Siobhan said, believe me, it is fantastic. You don't even realize because that traction that happens naturally when you're using those other types of materials or other fabrics, that really can lend itself to breakage and damage.
Yes.
So I'm all in.
Yeah, and let me tell you, carry is something because, you know, as we mentioned, breakage, and some people might be listening and hearing, okay, well, the pillowcase and this and that with breakage. You know, when you have a head full of hair, probably not that much of a concern. Oh, I have a head full of hair. But the truth is, you, if you're here.
You sound so happy. I got a head full of hair. Okay. Go ahead.
Right. You know, some people, because everyone's different circumstances, but just imagine if your hair is thin already. Well, baby, you are not trying to lose a strand. So you
not
have to try to
all.
Hold on. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm loving it. Mm. Siobhan, you are killing it this morning. So talking about this, and you know what? And this is a big thing. So that's one of the big tips when you leave the salon. Make sure that your night care is all in. And
it's
I call
discussed.
It 100.
Absolutely.
Make sure it's 100. Okay.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. Because this,
when you,
yeah.
Go ahead, Siobhan, please.
Yeah, just to touch on that a little bit, because the truth is, you should have a consultation with your professional before the service as well as after. You got to close out, so you'll know exactly what regimen or what you need to do until your next visit.
Now, in that initial consultation with your professional, what are some of the things that you talk about? So when do you bring up the subject of the aftercare? Is that in the closing consultation, or is it covered at the top?
I think you touch on it a little bit of both because, right, if you're a new client coming in, I need to know a bit about you and your lifestyle, you know, so I'll get a gist of what style may work for you. Because if you're really active, you're in the gym every day, you're working out, or let's say you're playing football or you're on a basketball team or you're an athlete or whatever you're into, I really need to know what's going on so I'll know what type of style we're doing so you can have the, you know, longevity in whatever hairstyle we choose for your hair goals, and you tell me a little bit about what's going on with your hair, what are your concerns, and then we go from there.
Now, Siobhan, this year, when it comes to aftercare, after they've left the salon, you've hooked them up with the style of their dream. They're ready for their close-up, as we say. What about the products? How important does the role of hair products play in the aftercare process?
I think it's very important. Again, there's no one-size-fits-all for anybody. So a lot of times it has to be custom. We're in a day where, you know, you could pull up a video and, you see everyone bouncing around with false expectations on certain products, and they'll have you believe like your hair is going to grow down to the floor overnight. No such thing. You know what I mean? The truth is, it depends on your hair texture. Keeping the scalp stimulated, very important.
And
things you can
do.
And moisturize, yeah. Depending on your hair texture, you have to know, because too much of anything is not good. So you
exactly.
have to kind of, and everyone's hair is different. So it's hard. Like a lot of times I tell people, watch your hair and learn your hair, because no one really knows your hair better than you. You wear it every day.
Mm.
So when you come in, you're telling me what you're going through with your hair, and then we'll go from there. You know, so
I love
good
it.
Stuff there. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Well, folks, if you have just tuned in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, my very, very special guest today in our hairstylist spotlight is someone you know very well. Her name is Siobhan Tessier, and she is the person behind Roots Rock Salon. You've heard the commercials right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So it is my great honor to welcome you again to our broadcast.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me again. And I want to give a big welcome to all the listeners out there. If you have any concerns of your hair and your hair regimen, feel free to reach out to me for a consultation free of charge, and we can do a Zoom consultation, no problem, and I'll help to guide you if you need any of my assistance. I'm here for you.
Yes. Now, generally, we send everybody to our Hair Radio online community, but you are also out there as well on social media, and why don't you give everybody, if you don't mind, please share your contact information. We have a lot of folks
sure.
who are in this neck of the
yes.
woods.
Thank you. They could always reach me at rootsrocksalon.com. Rootsrocksalon.com.
Yes. And that's spelled R-O-O-T-S, R-O-C-K-S, S-A-L-O-N.com. So we want to make sure that that's clear. Very good. Okay, Siobhan Tessier. I'm always excited about this. And so now, what about the internet? So
yeah.
Talking about aftercare, are you a proponent of your clients, okay, after they've left out of Roots Rock, going to YouTube University, grabbing all the
yeah.
latest tips from folks who may or may not be licensed cosmetologist. Probably 98% or not. But at YouTube University, they're just going in, okay, with
yeah,
all kinds
yeah.
of tips and all that. What do you say about that, Siobhan? How
you
do
know,
you feel as a licensed cosmetologist?
I'm going to tell you, I'm not against it. You know, if that's their, what they choose to do, they can. The only thing is, you know, a lot of times if they come back and they ask me things about it, I'll give them my professional advice, because you don't want them doing anything. Let's say, in other words, you don't want them going home and putting a whole bunch of Gorilla Glue on their hair or anything like that. So, you know, so it's good to
and,
be knowledgeable.
And if you mentioned Gorilla Glue, we have to talk
right.
about Dr. Obang. But, yeah, you don't want
yeah.
them to need Dr. Obang, who is the
right.
one who rescued
so,
Jessica Brown from the Gorilla Glue Girl.
Yeah, so it's okay to look and see what's going on. And you might see something you like, which is always a perk. And as a professional, I can look and say, okay, all right, well, let's, you know, accomplish this way. And just give you the healthiest method to, you know, obtain whatever it is you're looking to do.
Now, what about the seasons? Does that play into it? You know, whether it is the warmer seasons that we're about to get into with spring and summer, or is it that you are just battling through the cold season? Does the aftercare vary? Like certain things you might need to do in certain seasons that you don't have to do in other seasons?
Yeah,
does that make
well,
a
listen,
difference?
If, yeah, it does. Honestly, if you're a natural and it's hot, like a desert out there, really hot, yeah, there are certain styles you might, you know, have to switch up a little bit from the summer to the winter, let's say, or spring and fall. So, yes, of course, it will play a part in it. But in terms of hair growth and maintaining length and breakage and all like that, that is more connected to having a regimen. You know, sticking with doing your trims is necessary. sticking with keeping moisture in, sticking with, you know, not letting it get dry, watching how much stuff you put in it, making sure you're taking the right vitamins and minerals for your system, trying to maintain stress levels. So there's a lot. There's a lot of contributing
factors. Eating and water.
Yes. Lots and lots of water and fiber.
And eating. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Those things have endless benefits. And
yes,
most of all, your ends. So I'm loving this. Okay. This is fantastic talk today. So, you know, we love having Siobhan this year every time you come to the show. It's always something new. One of the other things I always tell everybody about is that you do a lot of promotional work with advertising out there. You have things that help right at Roots Rock Salon. So this is something really nice. Now, what do you say? What about to your hair professionals, your colleagues in the industry? Any tips for them on how they can?
When it comes to my promotions, let me tell you something. I'm a firm believer in you leave things to those who are best at it. I am not a promotion specialist, so I reach out to the best of the best to handle my promotions. And the secret to that, if you're looking for it, are you waiting? Should I be tight-lipped or should I tell my secret? Do you have a drum roll for me?
You should let them have it, Siobhan.
Do you have a drum roll for me there?
I'll find one.
Okay. So my secret ingredient is I let Hair Radio handle it all because I am too busy working and studying in the field of hair and cosmetology to find out what's new, you know, and what's coming up, and that's what I'm going to focus in on.
Well,
so
I appreciate that,
and it's the truth. I personally believe that when it comes to things, you know, you have to let those who are best at it handle it, and then especially in this case for me. But for everyone, you know, that this is it. It's just easier for me. It saves me time, and I get the results that I need to see.
Well, I go back to starting a long time ago in this industry of hair industry beauty promotions, and I remember talking hair promotions when I got started, and this is back in the 90s and then in the early 2000s. And most of the stylists at the time, remember this was pre-social media. There was YouTube wasn't around for decades. Wasn't a gleam in anybody's eyes at that time.
So
do you remember, Siobhan, how it was such a challenge to get the stylists and the people in the hair business to know what hair promotions were all about? Now we take for granted. People call me on the phone, Carrie, I want this, I want that. I need this, I need that, I need da-da-da-da-da. Yeah. Can you design this for me? Can you work that? How's that product? Can I have that? What show are you doing? Da-da-da-da-da.
And I think a lot of it comes to the point when you look back then, you might have had what were we using back then? Were we using Nextels or, you know, the little chirp phones or were we using
I forgot that. You really go in.
right. I'm telling myself, but it's okay. I'm gracefully accepting it. So, you know, back then we didn't really have internet access on the cell phones. And, you know, lucky enough, if you had a laptop or a computer and it wasn't really much action going on, so to speak, I think this thing really blew out the water once we were able to, start up with the, what did they have,
social
the MySpace,
media.
The Facebook, and the Internet. When the Internet came to the palm of our hand, it pretty much changed the game on everything.
Well, I'll say the Internet, I agree with you, but more specifically social media. Because first, remember, it was that information superhighway, and that used to get all clogged up with all kind of crazy talk on hair care, and it was not very helpful at that time, per se. So that's why I wrote that article for the New York Challenge newspaper, Should You Trust Your Hair Care to the Internet? Nowadays, you look, there's a whole different level to that. The only part, and I've talked with other stylists who've been on the show about it, but the only part to that is that just bear in mind you want to get good, healthy information, and you want to follow the advice of your hair care professional, like Siobhan is here, at Roots Rock Salon. in
yeah,
what's
absolutely. It's almost like if anything else was going on, you know, you want to seek a specialist, even though, you know, you do your research, you look, but you want to also seek that second opinion to, oh, what about that? What do you think about this? And then you pretty much go from there. You always want to consult with someone to make sure that you're heading in the right direction, whatever it is you have going on.
Absolutely. Now, Siobhan DeSeer, is there any direction that you see? We talk about the industry, where we were, and it was different for natural hair side. It was different for the chemical side, you know, so the cosmetologist will say. But where do you see the industry? Is there anything that you can kind of forecast? You know, like for me, I believe that maybe social media, I believe that that whole thing, and we've been talking about it on this particular episode, I think is still going to continue to blossom and mushroom even larger. And I think things like facial recognition, all these other AI type things are going to play into technology, is going to be more so incorporated into the haircare process. What do you think?
Yeah. I think, honestly, it's an added benefit. You know, here where I am, we were, everything had to go into appointments with everything that was going on. Everything had to go into appointments. So it created a bit more, even though we were doing appointments before, but it created a lot more structure. And in having those appointments and accepting the prepayments and so forth like that, it simplifies everything. Now, in terms of how we're wearing our hair, is it going to be natural? Is it going to be chemically enhanced? Well, the way I look at it, you be the best you. And no one can determine who the best you is. You determine that. I have a head full of locks by choice. But if you decide you want to relax it, color it, straighten it, press it, whatever, it's your world, and no one can change your world. You enjoy your world because we only have one life to live. Live your best life.
I love it. And on that note, Siobhan DeSeer, Roots Rock Salon. Again, remind everybody where you are and how they can connect with you, Siobhan.
Absolutely. You can always, I'm in Jersey. You can always contact me via the website, rootsrocksalon.com, and I welcome you all. Always looking for new stylists and barbers as well.
Absolutely. Again, how to make that style of yours last after you've left the salon, and for the pro side as well. Siobhan DeSeer is a great mentor. She's been out there a while, and helped so many folks in the industry and continue to do so, in addition to your shop and all the education things that you're doing, also supporting the Hair Radio Morning Show and all of our platforms. I'm Carrie Hines. We've got
and
a
I'm
lot
Siobhan
more.
And I'm Siobhan DeSeer. Thank you for listening to HairRadio.com.
Oh, listen. All right. Siobhan DeSeer with the closeout. Okay. Outstanding job, Siobhan DeSeer. Roots Rock Salon. And
thanks
folks,
for
did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com, because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Surround yourself with people whose eyes light up when they see you coming. Two, slowly is the fastest way to get to where you want to be. And three, the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next, so keep climbing.
Don't allow anybody to make you feel that you are nobody. Always feel that you count. Always feel that you have worth. And always feel
victim song. I am a woman, I am an artist, and I know where my voice belongs.
The Hair Radio Morning Show. We're making black progress. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air.
I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story. And we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details. You're listening to The Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. My very special guest comes to us from the world of music. It is my honor to welcome back to our broadcast the amazing Dave Pick Conley. Good morning, and again, welcome
to
the show.
Good morning, Shalom, Miss Carrie. How are you?
We are doing just fantastic today, and all
awesome,
the listeners
awesome
out there, yes. Well, first of all,
hey,
it is...
And again, how's everybody out there as well?
Exactly,
doing
exactly.
There you
gotta
go.
Keep our fans in from all over the
absolutely
world.
Absolutely, there you go.
And they are familiar with you and your music and your work with Surface. We got to start at the beginning, Dave. We have to. We have to tell everybody about your remarkable career. And I'm online just reading all this. I'm like, oh, my goodness. So let's start at the beginning. I believe
well,
are
the
from
beginning
Jersey,
that
correct?
Most people, I'm from New Jersey, yes. The, yeah, the beginning that most people know me of was starting out with Surface. And Surface was where we had most of our hits. You know, Surface went through a couple of changes in the beginning. In the beginning, in 1983 was my first record. And Surface was myself and a young lady named Karen Copeland.
Yeah.
And the song was Falling in Love. We did three songs, Falling in Love, When Your Ex Wants You Back, and Stop Holding Back.
Yes.
And then her and I, we split the group up, and then I met this fabulous, fabulous singer named Bernard Jackson.
Yes.
And I should mention that David Townsend was working with me as well, with Karen as well. David Townsend is one of the members of Surface as well, that passed away back in 2005.
Oh, my.
So... he's one of the members that started that as
yeah
well. And so he introduced me to Bernard Jackson, and bam, we started
and
a whole new
it
line.
And Bernard
of
took over lead, right?
Wasn't ooh, yes, he did. Did he? Oof. Indeed, he did. And what a beautiful, beautiful takeover, because he came in, you know, and we did Happy and Show Me With Your Love and You Are My Everything, Closer Than Friends, the first time.
The top
you know,
of the R&B charts, you guys. Yes, you have
yeah
some hits out there, which is an amazing legacy. It
yeah
is an amazing
so
legacy. Yes, it's my
it's
pleasure.
It's because the people out there, you know what, you can have as many songs as you want, but if the people are not feeling you, if they're not feeling those songs and want to keep hearing them, you don't really have anything. So
True.
Thank you for each and every one of you guys for making our songs number one and keeping us alive through this time period when we don't have any hit records out right now, but you're still playing the ones that we had before, which keeps us alive.
Absolutely. And I have to say, you know, and I just want to make sure everybody is clear who we are talking to this morning. So we're going to bring everybody up to speed. If you've just joined us, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, my very special guest with us today, again, he comes to us from the world of music. He's been a founding member of this amazing R&B group that you guys know well from Surface. It is our honor to welcome back, again, welcome back to the broadcast, the one and only Mr. Dave Pick Conley. So thank you so much, Dave, for being with us.
Oh, yeah, you caught me at a good time, you know, because
awesome.
I was just walking into the studio getting ready because I've been working on my smooth jazz record right now.
Really?
It's actually finished. It's finished, but I had called up my good friend Tony Terry, who sings with you, in case you guys don't know.
Oh, yes.
And he's going to sing on one of my songs, and it will be the first single.
So you're hearing it right here, guys. Well, can you tell us the name of it, the single yet, or anything, or you want to wait and hold on to it a little bit?
I probably could, but you know what? I'm going to tell you what I did.
Okay.
What I did. And this came out of nowhere. A young lady called me up, and she said that she wanted me to produce Shower Me With Your Love on her, right?
Wow.
So me and my friend Gene Lake, we said, okay, let's do it. So Gene Lake put the track together, and then she changed her mind. And I was listening to the music, and I was like, you know what? I know I'm finished my album, but you know what? This thing sounds so good. I'm going to play the flute to this thing. And so I played the flute to it, and it sounds so gorgeous. And I said, you know who would be really good singing this thing? The background's with me, Tony Terry.
Wow.
So we're going to finish it up today. So that's what we're doing.
We can't wait to hear it. And
me
who
too.
On this earth could have forgot? I mean, Tony Terry's hit song with you. Oh, my gosh. And I was
literally just
watching the video just a few days ago. She's an amazing, amazing performer. And I remember that white suit. That's what I remember the video. Like white, you know, the hair, of course. We always think about that on this show. Now, talk about your moving into the smooth jazz world. What is that with your upcoming project?
Well, it's only a stop off. It's really just a stop off. As a lot of you guys know me as well, you know, this is like my third flute album. And because of COVID, you know, we haven't been working, you know, and so I'm sitting up in my studio and I said, well, if I'm not doing anything, let me just put together my little flute project. So that's how that came about. And so I've been putting that together, and actually it's been together for months now, but I get so particular sometimes, you know, working out my mixes and everything. So, and I'm glad I did, because it gave me an opportunity to come up with this beautiful song, this beautiful new arrangement of one of my old songs. You know, the song was actually written by Bernard Jackson. And I remember when he brought the song to us, and I was like, whoa, never heard nothing like that before. I'm like, yo. And he was going to give it to somebody else. I said, no, you ain't. That's saying right here.
I love when the singers, you guys get the songs and they, you know, they really go in to keep, you know, to have that song for themselves, you know.
When you got a special one, indeed, Carrie. So when you got that special thing going on, and me and Dave, we both heard it as a special song.
Wow.
And so it speaks for itself. And when I do it on the flute, hopefully I can give it that same integrity that it had with Bernard's beautiful voice.
Wow.
So, you know, time will tell. And and when it's done, you know, we're going to put it out. Oh, and as a matter of fact, on November 22nd will be the first time I'll actually feature it live on Instagram.
Wow.
And that'll
be
November 22nd.
Okay.
So I'll be posting all of that as well.
Exactly. And we're going to keep all of that as well through Hair Radio. So we, you know, for the time going past it, we're going to make sure to run this, because we want folks to always be able to have access to your amazing music, where they get their music from. Now, I've got to say, I want to go back to the early days for a moment. I really do, because I know that, you know, I always mention this during when we get a chance to chat about your connection with the late Gwen Guthrie from Jersey, I believe, as well. So can you talk to us a little bit about that whole connection? And ain't nothing going on but the red. You know, one of my favorite classic songs.
Wow.
So
yes, you know,
what was that all about?
Oof. Well, you know, she's from East Orange, New Jersey.
Yes. And I graduated from,
Orange, from
Scott, too. So shout out to Scotty.
Wait a
I got to do that.
And I'm a Scotty as well.
Oh, so, no.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Well, yeah. Now, we went to the same high school? You're
same
kidding
school.
Me.
Yes,
wow.
We do. So there was this little school studio right around the corner from Scott. It was right on Dodge Street.
I used to live
it was
there
called
on Dodge.
EARS. It was Eastern Artist Recording Studio, but those were the acronyms. And
yes.
The name of the studio was EARS. And so I heard that Gwen Guthrie was recording there. So I said, I'm going to go on up there. So I went on up in there, and I saw Gwen over to the side. I said, oh, hey, Gwen. I was real nice, you know, and polite, you know, because you don't just bust on people, you know, like that. But I did. And I sat next to her, and I said, hey, Gwen, how are you? She said, good. What's your name? I said, my name, they call me Pick, but my name is David. She said, hey, so what you doing up here? I said, I heard you was here. I wanted to come up and meet you. She said, oh, it was sweet. I said, you know, I write songs. She said, you do? I said, yeah. So she said, sing me one of your songs, right? And I sat there, and I started singing, maybe it's all in my heart. Dun, 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 dun. Maybe it's all in my head. And she was like, wow, that's nice. And I finished it off with her. I don't have no voice this morning, but I finished it off, and she said, wow, that's nice. She said, won't you give me a copy of that? I'll cut it. I said, you will? She said, yeah. So I ran off and said, yo, Josh, the dude that wrote it with me, Josh Thompson, who was also Joe Thomas's co-writer. So I said, yo, Gwen Guthrie likes one of our songs. He said, really? I said, yeah, let's put a demo together real quick. So I put the demo together, put it on a little cassette tape, ran right back up there, said, here's the song. Gave it to her. And this was like the first time I ever, you know, had an opportunity to write a song for a big artist or whatever. So I didn't know what was going on. I had no idea what was happening. I just gave her the tape. And then one day she called me up and she said, hey, Pig, guess what I'm doing? I said, no idea. I'm up in New York cutting your song. Right? She said, I'm cutting your song. Why don't you come on up here? I'm like, what? I called up Josh. I said, yo, Josh, Gwen's cutting the song. I'm like, let's go. So we ran up to New York to the studio, and we got up in there. And she had two wonderful musicians. One is Jerry and one is Patrice. And it wasn't Patrice Rushing, but her name is the same.
Okay.
She actually played keyboards as well. So they were playing the song. And, like, I didn't hear the song like that because she had all the professional stuff going on with it.
Right.
It was an eye-opener. And then she said, what'd you think? I was like, oh, that's so hot. So we sat up there with her. So that was the first of Gwen Guthrie. And we stayed in contact. And by the time the next album came around, she said, listen, Pick, I want you to write a bunch of songs for me for this new album. I'm like, let's do it. So we went into the studio, and we rocked out maybe about four songs. And then one time in the same studio, she said, you know, I got this lyric, Pick. We should work on this thing. I said, what you got? She said, ain't nothing going on but the rent. I was like, whoa. You got to have a J-O-B if you want to be with me. I'm like, whoa, that's hot. So I came up there, had my little mini mood happening. Sly Dunbar was in the studio. For those who don't know, he produced Maxi Priest and a whole lot of other reggae artists. He was in the studio.
We love
and
Priest.
So,
wow.
So he had a little drum beat going.
Yeah.
So he had this drum beat going. So I jumped on the Moog synthesizer, and I started rocking this bass line with her. Do-doom, do-doom, do-doom. Come on now.
And it still holds up.
We was laughing like crazy in the studio, right? Because it was so hot, you know what I mean? And we just worked it all out on the spot. So we worked out all the music on the spot, bam, bam, bam. You know, I played all the keyboards on it or whatever, you know. And then she started putting in the lyrics, and we came to a part that we didn't have any music for. But it was so easy to do because she went, nothing from, nothing, went, leave, nothing. So I just rocked the bass underneath her, and we both ended up with the same lyric because it was an idea from an old song, nothing from nothing, indeed, nothing. So that little idea was kind of on both of us because we were from that same school. right? So when we was rocking it, it was like, oh, snap, you know that's got to be hot.
Wasn't that Billy Preston?
You know it.
Billy?
The rent was done.
Yeah.
Billy Preston, that's who it was.
Yeah, that was Billy Preston. I thought that was who that was. Yeah, wow.
So next thing you know it, the song was done.
Wow.
And I didn't see a lot of people, you young writers out there, you know, I had no idea what I was doing. All I was doing was having fun in the studio with a great artist, Gwen Guthrie. Did not know what was going on with the music business and all that kind of stuff. Even though it was right around the time when I got a deal with Surface, you know, but still I didn't know a lot about what was going on. This was like early 80s. And so she pretty much took the song, ran with it. When it came time to do the business, all of a sudden things got a little funky. I'm like, okay. She says, so...
See, I remember you telling this story, David.
Yeah.
That's why I'm laughing. I'm like, okay, yeah, go ahead.
We got to work it out. And I'm like, work it out. We'll stay to work out. You know, I don't know nothing, you know. All I know is we sat up there and wrote the song together. I'm like, bam, 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 right? She was like, no, Pix, you know, you didn't put the words in, so you don't get no writers on. I'm like, really? I'm like, we literally wrote the song together. She was like, no, no. So we up there arguing. And I just pretty much let it go because, again, you young writers out there, I didn't really know better. I didn't know, one, that we was working on the number one record. I had no idea. Number two, I didn't even know that it was going to go gold over in England, right?
Mm-hmm.
And number three, I didn't know that I was going to make money off of being a writer on a big hit record. Now, when you have a record like Ain't Nothing Going On But The Rent, and it's, let's just look at the United States. If that thing went number one in the United States, the royalties on the performances alone are over $100,000 to start out with.
That's right.
Because you got all the radio going. So, you know, best to get your business up front, you know, before you walk out of that studio to know that so everybody knows this is what it is. Because later on, you know, certain folks get amnesia.
Yeah. When it comes to money, amnesia is right up there at the top of the chart.
So,
well, you know what,
David? You know,
we have to ask you about that because you, especially at this point, and you're talking about new writers and folks and getting into the business side, what is the best advice you could tell someone who is looking to start a songwriting career? You know, we've had on some wonderful hit makers like yourself, and everybody always like to I always like to ask what kind of advice for someone who's really, you know, there, you know, because you don't know at first. You've got to learn the industry, or you got to learn the business, and it is a business. Everything is
It's a business, and it's so important to keep that in mind, even though music business is almost like an oxymoron, because music comes from an emotional standpoint, passionate feelings, you know, all of these things. Business is totally opposite. It's cold. It's calculated. It's numbers. So when you put the two together, it's almost like, do they even work together? So you really have to, if you're a songwriter, you really have to keep your business head on at all times. The first thing is you got to do, if you're co-writing with people, like I said, make sure everybody knows when you write a song, you get the business taken care of immediately. What is that? Song splits. What did you write? What did I write? Let's all put it on paper. A simple song split sheet that says you wrote 50% and I wrote 50%. Signed, done. This way, nobody could say when the record hits, all of a sudden, you don't know you're working on a hit record. All of a sudden, you got a hit record. Ain't nobody getting amnesia. It's all taken care of, see? So get the business right when you're getting into a feeling of this beautiful music. Because the world is going into a lot of different changes, but the music still has to be here for everybody. And every big artist, the only way they make it big is because they have a song. So
exactly.
You could take any big artist out there. Nicki Minaj ain't going to be Nicki without a song.
That's right.
You know, all of these folks that are hitting it out here, that I don't know all these new folks, tell you the truth, but Nikki stands out, you know, of course.
Well, right. She's definitely standing out.
Drake
Cardi
stands
B
out.
And all those, and Drake.
Yeah,
well, he's
Cardi
just
B stands out.
That's right.
Right. You know, is it my style of music? Absolutely not. But still, the bottom line, we're still talking business.
Absolutely.
You know,
they're
not going to make it without a song for you to knock their head around and move it around. And they put it on that video, and the pictures are going right next to the song. So you're getting a double whammy. And then also the video stuff, when it goes up to the millions on YouTube and any other place, you're making money. You're making money everywhere it's played.
Now,
what if you have a song
folks?
That's...
No, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I was just wondering,
no,
what about those folks who have, like, when they want to register initially with BMI ASCAP, the folks who measure the, you know, the how many times the air plays and all that kind of stuff? And
well, yeah, that's you said it right. It's ASCAP first, and it's BMI, and it's also CSAC. Those are the three main performing rights organizations that you have to join if you're going to enter the professional songwriting world.
That's
and generally, in my time, you know, pretty much to join, you would have to have a record that's either coming out or that's out, you know, already, because they spend money on going after song airplay and all that kind of stuff. They have to look it up and follow it and do all kinds of stuff. So, but nowadays you can pay a fee to get in, and then if your record comes out, then they'll collect the money for you. So.
Yeah.
That's
and they're
on
interesting.
The
they really are.
Side.
Yes.
And there's
yes.
a lot of performances now. Did you have Sound Exchange now? You have ASCAP. You know, you have all these. See, I didn't know that there was a lot of record collection agencies that are out for even into the music of the movies, AFTRA. You know,
that's right.
we've got money hanging around and AFTRA because our music goes on TV and
mm-hmm.
movies and all this other stuff, right?
That's right.
So. That's all business.
Exactly.
You have to look up all of these things and make sure that you're signed up. Because if an artist, if you mess around with a big artist, more than likely they're going to be on TV. More than likely they're going to be in the movies. More than likely they're going to be doing videos. More than likely they're going to be all over the world doing the same thing in all of their collection areas. So your business has to be tight because there'll be a lot of money out there that you'll be missing out on.
A lot. And somebody's going to be collecting that money, but it won't be you.
Right.
So you better be on top of your game. And that way you can
collect
with yours.
So the best thing I can give you right now is the business. Keep your business tight.
Awesome. Well, that is
great. Or keep somebody around you that knows how to keep the business tight.
Yeah, somebody better just be on the business.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, listen, if you guys have just joined us, you're listening to the All-New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now, with me is one of the founding members of a super R&B legendary group named Surface. And I have to say, he's been with us before. It's been about 5 years, but we're welcoming back the one and only Dave Pick Conley. So, again, welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I keep hearing, only you, I'm not going to try to sing it, only you can make me happy, the happy song. So, that was one of my favorite big hits from you guys. There you go. Wow. And that,
yeah, that
was
that was
just,
a good one.
Yeah,
that was a good
yes.
one. You know, it's funny how that thing happened too, because Ed Townsend, who is a great artist songwriter himself, since we're talking about songwriters, he wrote "Let's Get It On" for Marvin Gaye.
Wow.
Okay. He also wrote for himself. What was that? Gosh, just fell out of my head. For Your Love. I'm sorry. For Your Love. So he's had a lot of hits as a songwriter. And when we started out, he was like our mentor. He would always say, you know, you guys, y'all do this fast music and, you know, quick, y'all fast music, fast cars, you know, fast everything, you know, blah, blah, blah. He said, you need to find out how to make some music that's going to outlive y'all.
That's
so
right.
He kept saying that, but we didn't know what that meant. We're like, hey, we just do what we do, right?
Mm-hmm.
So fast forward years later, all of a sudden, we got songs in our catalog that already outlived David Townsend because he's gone now. But guess what? His family are still reaping benefits, royalties, off of the music that he created and that his father created.
Wow.
You know, so when you think about the royalties of Marvin Gaye, you think about the royalties of Happy, they're going to his estate. So that's kind of what he was saying. The music should outlive you. And if you did that, then all the better that you, you know, I say, for me, I'd be like, all praises to the Most High. Because, you know, he's the one that channeled all of this stuff to put you in positions like that, as far as I'm concerned. So, you know, if it wasn't for, you know, if it wasn't for my Lord, I mean, I don't know how I would have made it, you know what I mean, to put me in certain situations, even walking up to Gwen Guthrie. I mean, you can't walk up on everybody like that. People would be like, who the hell are you? You know, and how did you get in here?
That's right. That's
and
right.
Security.
And talking about walking up, and you are working with these amazing stars, and I'm just waiting for Tony Terry to drop on by so he can cut the other part of the song for us. Just blown away. I'm just blown away. Superstars you work with. So this is
It's something, you know, the superstars to the people that listen to the music, but when you get to know them, you know, I worked with a lot of folks, Aretha Franklin, God bless her soul, you know, she was like one of the most amazing artists that I ever worked with, you know, and then you got your legends like Jermaine Jackson and Rebe Jackson and Tito Jackson, you know, even being in the company with them and doing songs on them, it's like, you know, you think that it's like, oh, snap, and even I felt real funny around Rebe and Aretha and Jermaine because I grew up with them, right?
Right.
And all of a sudden now I'm writing and producing them? I'm like, oh, snap. But when you really dig down to it, they'd be like, damn, they're just regular folks, just like you, you know, that had an opportunity, you know, blessing from the Lord, that had an opportunity to get out there and put their music out there, and people accepted it because they had, A, looks, they had songs, they had vehicles, the record company that believed in them. They had all the elements working for them, and then, bam. The people love them. So
as women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, it's Friday morning, and we are live. It's April 28th, 2023. It's our show number 845, as we broadcast. I'm just so happy to have you guys with us. Let me get on our team. It's Fan Day Friday, and we are always in celebration mode, and we've got a lot to talk about, so much more to get into, and just about the halfway point in the broadcast. So let's get things underway. Here is my co-star who really has made a huge difference on this broadcast. It is the one and only Queen of the Morning, all the way from Water Valley, Mississippi. We're talking about the one and only Miss Nicole Marie. Happy Friday morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy mid-show. Happy Fan Day Friday.
Yes, we are doing it up. Folks have been listening to the broadcast. Good stuff going on today. Yes, we led in with Mr. Tory Lanez, just so that you guys know. That was his song early this morning called Say It, which was using a sample. And I love the fellow that we just had on. We'll talk a little bit about David Tick Conley,
from the group Surface, and I'll try to get their big hit song called Happy. You guys know that song out there.
Yeah.
It's such a great old song.
I love it.
But one of the reasons I want to talk about why we put David's interview on today, a little bit about what he gets into, about songwriting and all of that, and copywriting and folks stealing other folks' songs and all that kind of stuff. So I definitely want to chat a little bit about that. Yeah, so good stuff. Really good. He's about one of the most informative. If you're trying to get into music, that man knows how to tell you what you need to, the basics of what you need to know. So David's always great with that kind of thing. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. But first, Nicole Marie, how are you doing down in Water Valley this morning? How's the weather down there?
Wonder. It's about 57 degrees today already this morning. It's going to be a high of 71 today. It's a little cloudy. We had rain yesterday, cloudy, but it's supposed to clear up. So, yes. How's the weather there in New York?
In my neck of the woods, it's pretty good. I'm looking on television as we speak, and they've got severe weather in different parts out in the Midwest and in certain parts of the South. Here in New York, it's fairly okay. It's so far, it's kind of a little cloudy, like what you just said. But I'm hoping it will be okay. I think we're expecting a little rain in New York, but I don't mind. It's spring. Bring it.
Exactly.
So, I'm
we
happy
expect
about
it during
that.
Spring. So,
yeah,
it's okay.
Exactly. Well, listen, we are doing it up this morning. We got a surprise visitor to the broadcast coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. So you don't want to. We no one knows. they're gonna be here live. That's all I'm gonna say.
Great.
They're gonna be here live at about 8 o'clock or so. Is scheduled, so we are just excited. And coming up in just about 15 minutes or so, Hopkins joins us. Michael Hopkins.
Is
the popular host of the Vet Talk radio show. That's right. He's the host of VTR, so he'll be with us talking a little bit about getting into next week, you know, what we can expect. And the next set of, we're about to close out the season on his show. It's the end of the summer. Yeah, and he goes into his next season, which will be his third year at the show.
Gosh, it's going by so fast.
It has. Well, speaking of celebrating, you yourself will be kind of closing in. You're closing in now on your first year. You're wrapping up your
first year
as co-host on this very broadcast.
So,
yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. Okay, here's a question. What has been your most memorable moment on the show? Now, that's a toughie. If you want to think about a moment, we go right in. What's been your most memorable moment on the show? Or even being part of the show? Do you have one moment that just says, wow, this is fantastic?
Goodness.
Well, maybe you haven't gotten there yet.
Not just one moment per se, because every day is special, Carrie. Every day is different.
It's something different,
we're
right?
We're talking to, yes, it's something different every single day. So I can't say necessarily one single moment or one particular show. Now, you already know who my favorite guest is, but one single moment.
Well, share that. Now that you mentioned it, I tell the folks you just tuned in today. So who's your favorite guest?
My favorite guest was actually the first guest that I had the pleasure of interviewing next day after I became the co-host after my debut show, and that is Mr. Wayne Smith. I have to say he is my favorite. Now I have others that I really, really enjoyed
and
loved
Wayne is
a lot of a favorite
because he's so... That man is on point, so he's one of my favorite guests, too. He's no joke out there, and he loves everybody.
Yes.
He really shares.
Right.
He's
and just a wealth of information. Yes.
And nice. One of the nicest persons out there.
But I have so many other guests that I just loved as well, but I have to say Wayne's my favorite.
Oh, well, you know what? That is fantastic, and he's such a good guy, and I can't wait for him to come back. We try to have him here as often as we can because he's so we can't get enough of having his voice on
right.
the show and talking.
Right.
I like you, I learn something every time he's on. In fact,
yeah.
he's the one who, as you know, inspired me to be a New York
right.
City. Literally,
right.
I'm on the community board in Brooklyn, New York. So
right.
my area, we represent, I'm on a board that now represents over 200,000 people. So
wonderful.
This is my little community. So I'm so
yeah.
excited. And Wayne is the person to thank for that. So I share
awesome.
In that
awesome.
Appreciation for Wayne Smith.
Well, if after listening to Wayne, you're not inspired and you don't learn something, something's wrong.
Something's wrong. Exactly. Exactly. I totally agree. I totally agree. And Wayne, for you guys out there, now he was mayor for 12 years, just so that you know. He's a former mayor, for goodness sake. He was mayor
right.
for 12 years, not just one term. He was mayor for 12 years in right outside of New York City in a town called Irvington, New Jersey, that is. So I just wanted to make sure that was clear. Now, listen, Nicole Marie, as every day here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, we kind of kick things off with talking about inspiration. We just talked about that,
yes.
inspiration and hope with the likes of Wayne Smith and so much more out there. And what I love about what you bring to the broadcast is this incredible, incredible calmness. And each morning, we're always trying to kick off our show. Even on the Hair
right.
Radio Morning Show, sometimes it's a little chaotic and things just out of the blue. So doing, you know, having this broadcast each day, just being a part of someone's morning, just to say, hold it,
right.
folks, we got you. We got
right.
you.
The
and
kickstart
so we love
for the
you
morning.
Guys out there.
Yes.
It's a great start, and it means something. And I love getting this in the morning. So I'm getting to share my mornings with my favorite folks out there in the whole wide world. And so you guys
yes.
are just killing it. Yeah, good job. So today we're talking about hope and inspiration. It's Friday. On top of that, we're going to party
yeah.
a little bit. We've got some great music on the way. But what can you tell us about this incredible hope of the day that you share? You really kick us off each day. That, Nicole Marie, what's your hope of the day? So today, what do you have on tap for us?
All right. Thank you, Carrie. Well,
yeah.
hope is the belief that our future can be better than our past. And it's so, so very important because no matter what we may be going through at any particular time in our lives, hope reduces the feelings of helplessness, it increases happiness, it reduces stress, and improves our just overall quality of life. So I want to share hope of the day for all of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. And this moment is courtesy of the book called High Hopes by Patrick Lindsay. So our hope for this Fan Day Friday is stretch. Don't settle for comfortable. Push yourself into the zone of uncertainty. Find the challenges that will test you. Find the satisfaction of achieving. You'll answer many questions about yourself, questions that otherwise remain dormant. So that is the hope for this Friday, Carrie.
Hey, I like that, especially the dormant word.
Yes.
Yeah, very important. I have to tell you, and keep on the move, folks. Keep on the move with this. This
yes.
is just
yes.
incredible. Yes. So what does, when I just flip it back to you, what does it mean to you today, Nicole Marie?
Well, each one of us has been given gifts and talents.
Really?
But if we don't stretch, like the hope of the day says, if we don't stretch and get out there and push ourselves and challenge ourselves with different opportunities, different tasks, then nothing is going to happen. Nothing's
that's
going to
right.
change. We're
and
just going to
exactly
keep those gifts and talents inside and really waste them when they should be shared with the world. So it's
and
up
that's
to us
why,
to share.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's why your gifts are called, they are what I call a present because
yes.
they really are, and a present is to be shared. It's not, we're not supposed to hold on to our gifts. They're gifts because they're supposed to be given. So that's important. So, yeah, I agree with 100% of what you said. And folks, please share these gifts because they are our natural talents. They were given to us for a reason. And we all could have been given the exact same gifts. Wouldn't that have made life kind of boring? We would have all been given, everybody could sing and dance and have all kind of talents.
Right.
That would
but
be exactly
everybody
the same.
Has a gift.
Something a
you
little
just have
different.
To tap into it and use it. That,
exactly.
That's how we make the world a better place and influence people and,
completely.
You know, serve people
completely.
With our gifts.
Exactly.
That's the key.
Well, yes, absolutely. Well, listen, I have got to talk about some of the news that's going on, Nicole
Marie.
There's
so much. So much.
Yes, there's so it seems like every day there's so much going on. So you guys out
there is.
I don't know about you guys, but I know sometimes I feel like I just get piled on. Each day there's a boatload of something happening. And
exactly.
I'm trying
and
to deal with what
now?
I deal with yesterday. And
right.
the day before that. And here's a whole new dump load. So, so this is why this show is so important each day. This is why the Hair Radio Morning Show, we're live with you. We're in this together. And we're going to get through it together. Yeah, we are family here. And
that's
we're going
why we
to
are
be
here.
We are here. And we're here for you. And I'm so grateful to God. I listen back to the broadcast, especially usually before I go to bed. Or when I'm doing the dishes and all of that kind of stuff, I put the show on because we share the show around after we wrap at 9 Eastern time, 8 o'clock for you Central folks. We share the show around on our Facebook and social media and all that stuff. So you can play it back anytime, day or night, and share it yourself. So I play back each episode, and I just listen each day, and I'm like, wow, that sounds really great. And I always like the folks to understand the difference between that podcast and the broadcast. What you're listening to right now is a broadcast because it's kind of one directional. There's a lot of information that just everybody's tuned in at the same time to hear the same show. So the only way you can hear the radio show live is that everybody get up early between 6 and 9 in the morning, New York time, and so forth to hear it. A podcast, in the way that it's been intended, a podcast, by definition, is an audio that you listen to, or now video, they call them all kind of podcasts now. But it is on demand, meaning that you listen to someone's podcast anytime that you like, day or night.
Right.
So what happens? Yeah, so we kind of, the Hair Radio Morning Show is a hybrid. It's kind of like both. Because we create the show live, but then it's on demand anytime of your day. You can go back and listen to it.
Right.
So nowadays, let me tell you, Nicole, everybody uses the words radio and podcast interchangeably.
Right.
So interchangeably, yeah. So that's the key with that. And so, and I have a podcast lesson. I literally teach folks how to have their own podcast. I have a class coming up a little later today. So something you didn't know about me, that's one of the other things I do. So really
all
good
right.
stuff on top of that. Yeah, I'm up at this morning at about 3:45 writing a biography, writing a bio for one of my clients as well.
Awesome.
Yeah. What are the things that we do for the Hair Radio Morning
Show? Well, Carrie, like I always say, we are a one-stop shop. Whatever you need is right here.
It's right here. It really is. Thank you for that, Nicole Marie. I have a knack for this kind of thing, but I think it's because
yes,
when I sat back over 2 decades ago and decided to be serious about this business, I wanted to create a hair industry promotions business. No one had ever thought about it. I remember when I created Hair Radio, I remember there was only one other gentleman. And I got to try to catch up with him. It's been so long. But he and I were the only ones. He was doing something called, like, black hair. And I believe he's still out there, too. He was doing black hair promotion stuff. And so was I. And we started at the same time. And I just loved everything he was doing, and he was supportive of what I was doing. that's when we were like two African-American men doing that, and we were the only ones doing it. And
wow.
So it was so inspiring, and we just kept each other going. And to this day, that's why I always like to say, I don't really have competitors. I don't consider people to be competition. I never
right.
have. I don't look at
you're in
what
your
I
own
do that
lane,
way.
Carrie.
I'm my own world. I'm in my own cocoon. Sometimes that's good.
Right.
Most of the time it's good. Sometimes it ain't so good. But 90.99 is great. You know, because I focus on what I'm supposed to focus on. I really
right.
don't focus on what other people do per se like that.
Right.
I focus
right.
on what I'm supposed to do
what
and my accomplishments.
Yeah.
yeah.
Well, that's your
that's
gift,
really
Carrie.
It.
To be able
Thank
to,
you.
When you get in your world and in your space, you're so creative.
Yeah.
And that's why, hey, that's why we're
Thank
successful
you.
Here. Yes.
Well, listen, we are a family. And
we are.
You guys serve as a regular inspiration, as I mentioned earlier about Wayne, but also Wayne put the seed in my head about becoming a local official,
right.
you know, of New York City now. And but it was Nicole Marie who reminded me of the commitment to local government and being a
wow.
part of her community board down
yeah.
there. So that is what reminded me and gave me that new thirst for this kind of inspiration. So I think it's great.
Yeah.
And I think not just Wayne, but Nicole Marie.
Well, thank
so,
you. Well, we
yeah.
make the difference, Carrie. Each one of us makes the difference.
And exactly.
So,
we can do it.
Yeah, so important.
And you're right. And this show is proof of that. Look at Michael Hopkins, will be with us in a moment. Look
yeah.
at his success.
Michael's
helping
amazing.
The veterans. Being an accredited claims agent. Now, when Michael
yeah.
signed on to do this show right here, he was not that. He was helpful.
Right.
But now
right.
there is just a whole new level to what he
right.
can do to help veterans who are
exactly.
in need and who, with Michael's help, can make all the difference to their compensation that they get, that they're entitled
exactly.
to.
That is his gift and his passion.
Exactly.
Yes.
And
there's nobody that I've met that's more passionate than Michael Hopkins about
exactly.
veterans.
Exactly.
That's
so
his
we
gift.
Will.
Yes.
Yes, and we're going, and we're all got all their gifts in the community. We're all killing it in the community.
Right.
The host of this show, the entire crew, is doing something in the community. So we don't just
That's
talk
it.
Hair and beauty, which is great.
That's
we love it.
It.
But we have a higher calling as well, and I think that's demonstrated here every day on our broadcast.
So true.
So, yeah, so if you guys are just joining us, yes, this is the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're live this morning on this Friday,
oh,
the 28th
yeah.
of April, 2023. And
right.
our show number, wow, can you get a load of this? Show number 845.
845.
That is
right.
a, that's a lot of shows. And so we're closing in on show 1000 very soon. So
right.
So it's yeah, we're going to be doing quite a bit. Just want to make sure and remind everybody that after today, we'll be back on Tuesday. That's our next live show. We're live
right.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday from 6 in the morning New York time till 9 New York time. That's 5 to 8 if you're in the central time zone. And for our West Coast friends, yeah, it's a little on the early side. It's like between 3
oh,
and
yeah.
6. But guess what? We have friends over in Europe who are
right.
listening to us later in the afternoon and early evening type thing. So the Hair Radio
awesome.
Morning Show is worldwide. We have a great audience. We've got great fans. I'm shouting out Mo Warren over in Nigeria. I'm shouting out Catherine Rondebel down in Australia, my dear friend who's been on our show as well. I'm also shouting out our wonderful friends up in wonderful Ghana. So we are just killing it worldwide.
Yeah,
so I'm very
we
grateful.
Are.
And I've looked at some of our little stats, and I saw that we have folks who are in Japan who tuned in recently, Canada,
wow.
who listen to us on a regular. So we're shouting out all of you guys as well. And so many other folks, and, of course, all across from coast to coast right here in America, we're thrilled to
right.
have you guys. So, real good stuff.
And we're going to talk a little bit more about that in the next hour as well. We got the magazine talk on the way. We got a lot to get in on that. I'm going to talk about some of the folks who are going to appear in the magazine for the very first time. So we'll do that a little later on in the next hour. Yeah, so really good stuff. So I'm real happy about this. Now, you know, let me get Hopkins on. And we've got the talk of the morning to get into.
Oh, yeah.
And so, yeah, the talk of the morning still is, which is something really fantastic, is where we get to share our favorite, whether it's a story that we've come across on the internet, something that's happening on TV, whatever. We get an opportunity for each of the hosts of this broadcast, so Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, myself, we get to share something that we'd like to share with all the fans of the show.
Exactly.
And I just love that. And so we call it Talk of the Morning. And if you yourselves out there who are tuned in, you have a talk of the morning that you want to share, press 1 on your cell phone or a phone that you're listening to or through, and we will get you on to share your talk of the morning. I think you can talk to us in the talk of the morning. So I love that.
Awesome.
So first, yeah, let's get Hopkins on. Michael Hopkins, all the way from beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia, A. Hopkins,
good morning,
Michael.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is actually rainy Spotsylvania, Virginia this morning.
Oh, everybody's got a little rain.
Oh, yeah, we got those clouds, we got the rain, but guess what? Life just goes on. In the Army,
sure
we used to call this liquid sunshine. That's what we used to call it in the United States Army.
Oh.
Liquid
breakfast, is it?
Yep, that was our motto. We didn't train.
Oh,
if it wasn't raining, obviously we weren't training. That was a motto we had in the Army.
Wow.
If it ain't raining, we ain't training.
I like that. Michael, it's good to have you with us each day on the broadcast. Nicole, you guys are killing it. We have an amazing family each day. And so you've been listening as well, Michael Hopkins. Anything jump out at you today on the broadcast?
Wow. You say, wow. One of the things is Surface. That was the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
And, when I met you and all, that was the 80s.
Well, I have to say, for you guys just tuning in, the first hour this morning, you guys know we're on 3 hours a day, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Let me just get that on in. And so in our first hour this morning, we dug up one of our favorite interviews with Mr. David. We call him Pick. His last name is Conley. So it's David Conley. He's from the group Surface. And they had a huge hit record called Happy. And I'm going to get it on for you. I'll play a little bit of it in just a little bit.
I'll
put the song on for
you
guys.
Oh, great.
So you know what I'm talking about. And we just loved it. Now, David, Pick, he gets into everything about music. In fact, I don't know if it was in this piece or one of the interviews that we did where he talked about Marvin Gaye's song being kind of not the one that's in the news now, that Dave Sheeran, Ed Sheeran, the singer, is being accused of plagiarizing, if you will, or copyright infringement, or whatever you want to call it, stealing a song, basically. Let me just go ahead.
Right.
Yeah,
and say
I
it.
Think that's what they call it.
I'm sorry, but it's really, it's so awful, that he's doing that, in my opinion, but that's me. But listen. This was the other case that was out there that David Pick Conley was talking about with the Marvin Gaye family had to sue the other guy. What's the fella's name?
Robin Thicke.
Robin Thicke, the Thicke fella from, his father was Alan Thicke from the TV show Growing Pains.
Right.
This was really... So I love that he explained about music and theory. He explained about writing. If you don't know and understand, but you've been curious how folks get paid, now you understand.
He broke it down for you. Now you see
right.
why all this big carfluckle when it comes to, you remember there was something about Beyonce and people getting writing credits and this and that. Writing is huge money. And the way that
yes,
you get paid
is.
Ginormously is write a song and let it be a hit.
Right. Right.
And you know, Carrie and Nicole Marie, when you think about it, it even goes back to Rick James, James Brown. I mean, we could take it back eons, back to the 30s with the same thing.
Well,
isn't it amazing, though?
We can, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Thank you, Hopkins. You're right. You know, and I remember, and I can't really name the artist because he's been on the show, but he had a hit record. And his first royalty check was $80,000.
I'm not mad at him.
Okay.
Not at all.
Even Kate Conley, in the piece you guys heard earlier on the show, he talked about their first royalty was like $100,000 on what you get with their
yes.
They had a huge hit record. And remember
right.
that song that he talked about with you guys? I'm from New York. Well, actually Philadelphia originally, but I lived in the New Jersey area. So I'm in the Northeast, and we had a big, big hit record they used to play back on radio called Ain't Nothing Going On But The Rent. And
right.
this was a woman. well, I'm shocked that you guys weren't from New York, like in the Northeast, that you guys heard that song. Because I thought Gwen was more local,
oh,
but
yeah.
Gwen Guthrie was from East Orange, New Jersey.
Right.
Where,
oh,
you know,
I definitely remember that song.
From. You ever heard that song, too?
Yeah, I definitely remember that song.
Wow. Well, David talked about that. Remember, he worked with, that was his song, with Gwen. And she didn't want to pay the money from the song. Give him credit for writing it. Yeah, this is, I'm telling you, you guys don't know anything until you've seen and gotten
until,
into the music business.
Yeah. But you know, Carrie, the way he broke it down, it made so much sense. Like he said,
yeah.
the music part is the emotional part. The business part yeah. is the business part. It's cold, it's
right.
this, it's that. But I loved how he broke it down because it's reality. It's reality. And that's what people need. They need to get kind of slapped in the face.
Exactly.
With reality. Not physically
yeah.
slapped, but reality.
Right.
And I'm glad
reality.
That, you know, we're talking about this. I really
yeah.
am.
Well, I love this that we are. Here's a little bit of his song. So I'm going to just play a little bit of the song so that you guys know the happy song. It really was a big hit for them and the group Surface. And if you're not sure who they are, Google them. It takes a moment.
Oh, yeah.
And here's a little bit of the song.
Only you can make me happy. Only you can make me happy. I never thought that I'd find someone like you. I feel hypnotized with the things you
bit of did that kind of ring
yeah.
a little bit of a bell for you guys?
Oh, it's definitely. I mean, that was, what was that, Carrie Nicole Marie? That was MTV,
oh, yeah.
Jerry Curls, the 80s.
I love that song.
I mean, all that stuff was coming into its own. And I remember I was still in the military, active duty army, when all this was taking place. And I was over
wow.
in Europe. I was stationed over in Germany. So anything that we could get from the United States,
you love
VHS tape. I mean, it just, and so I remember this stuff because it just left a mark in me. Even though that's been umpteen years ago, I still rock the stuff like that. And I'm just so glad you brought it to the surface today.
Well, thank you for that, Michael. I'm glad we could kind of give that nostalgic feeling. David, what I loved about what he had to say about his song and about this great music so much to me is going to help inspire other folks. And like them, you know, I'm a budding songwriter as well. Folks didn't know that. Today we have to talk about ourselves a little bit. And so this means a lot to me and his coming on and talking. Whenever I have a question about stuff in music, well, guess what? I can just pick up the phone and call. So
works
I just love it.
Awesome.
Yes.
Great
and
to have
I
that
bring
contact.
All of that. Oh, absolutely. And I bring all of that to you guys as well. So that's my favorite thing, and I can't wait to hear the outcome of this trial. That's how we talked about it. But I'm trying to save that for my talk of the morning today. So we'll talk a little bit more about that in just a little bit. So I'll tell you what, 8 o'clock we got a surprise caller to the line around 8 o'clock this morning, so you don't want to go anywhere.
Great.
Stay tuned for that. You'll find out who it is. Nobody knows. Just me. So we'll talk about that in the next segment. So I'm real happy about that. Got to talk about, I guess we do have to get into our talk in the morning, so we're going to do that. So I'll tell you what we're going to take. Let's take a regular commercial break. We're going to get in with some good stuff. We got so much more to get into. More hair talk also is coming up in the next hour, so we have a lot more on the way. But before we go to commercial break, I want to just go around a little bit. You know, in the talk show host world, it's not easy. There's only a few of us who actually know what it's like to host a TV program or a radio show. And I have to say, so Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, me, Carrie Hines, we're all a part of this club that includes the likes of Oprah Winfrey, Gail King, and this gentleman who we found out just passed away yesterday. He is somebody that was mayor out in Cincinnati. You guys
right.
know him so well. We're talking, of course, about this man who, should I just say Jerry, that's
Jerry,
about all I
Jerry,
need to say.
Jerry.
Yes, everybody knows Jerry.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Jerry Springer.
So, yeah, at the age of 79, passed
right.
away. Now, I got to say, he was still doing his show till like just a few years ago.
He was.
I
mean,
he was on the TV for almost 30 years. I was like, Jerry.
Everybody loves
yes,
Jerry Springer.
Yes, but I'll tell you something about Jerry's show. I think he's one of the few syndicated shows that was out there that literally beat Oprah in the ratings. So you know you're
yeah,
good.
That's so true.
Wow, yeah.
That
you're
so
good if
you beat
Oprah. Oh, yeah.
Yes, he did.
You're doing
I remember
something.
That. He was
yeah.
doing something. He really, he was a game changer.
He
yeah.
was.
Right.
So, you know, he never, you know, talked down about it. He was the first to admit that he was, you know, putting on trash. So to speak.
Right.
You know,
he was honest
was
about
thing.
It.
He was honest about it, forthright, but he was a sincere. You could tell he really meant things in a nice way, and he was a good man.
Right.
You could just feel it, even though he
right.
was serving up trashy TV. and boy, he put the T in trashy TV.
In trash. Oh, yes.
Yes.
You never knew what you were going to
really
be on there.
Went in. There were fights
yes,
and Lord, stuff yes. going on. I used to
everything.
I used to watch
yep,
to
you
see who was
never knew
brawl.
What you got.
Exactly.
Whoa.
And he always just remained so calm and just
he
right.
was calm,
like, oh my goodness.
In the audience walking around with his microphone. And and I mean the people would be coming up, they had affairs
doing
with their
everything.
Cousins, brothers, sisters, mothers, uncles. Family,
right.
Fighting up a storm, brawling, chairs flying. It was just, it was a wicked time for the country.
Yes.
It was where we were. I'd hate to kind of think today that we're so sanitized, that we've kind of lost a little bit of that. You know, yes, it was a guilty pleasure. Yes, it was probably very negative when you really think about it. But you know what? I don't know if we'd be where that if we'd be able to look through things through this new lens of purity, and we're all looking down and cancel culture and all that kind of stuff. So I thank Jerry Jerry Springer for what his contribution to this talk show landscape has done.
Right.
And it's inspired all of us.
He definitely changed the game. Yeah.
Yes, he did. And he lasted a long time.
What would you like to say about it, Michael Hopkins?
Wow. You know, Jerry, when you think about it, in that era that he came through as doing the show, we had other people who didn't last as long as him. We had the Sally Jesse Raphaels. We had Ricky Lake. It was just so many of them.
Right.
They didn't last as long
at all.
And I think the closest is Maury Povich.
Maury Povich, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He was the closest. But when you think about it, what Jerry Springer did, he added a new dimension to television.
Mm-hmm.
He created some new dimension to television. And it's so funny. I remember just a short story. I remember my mother, we had a Thanksgiving dinner one year up at the house in Philly. You know, we were in Maryland, and we brought family from Maryland, my daughter's husband. And my mother took one look at my daughter's husband, and she said, "Ain't you been on Jerry Springer?" and we just, all of us just fell out laughing. We couldn't help but laugh, because we all knew, Carrie, we all knew who Jerry Springer was and what he did. And when you think, he even had spinoffs from his show. Who would have thought of that?
Right. Steve went on to create a show, the bouncer or whatever you want to call it from the show, and so many other things. But he also was great, very savvy man. He was a very smart man. He wasn't an idiot.
Right.
I believe he was an attorney, if I'm not mistaken. I believe he was a lawyer. He also, you know, became mayor and all this other stuff.
Mayor,
so, really
right.
Good stuff. Yeah, he's... And Nicole Marie, what about you? Any memories of this? I know this is going back before your time, but anything you have to see rerun?
I just remember seeing, oh my goodness, the show, and just how people responded to him and responded to the show. There was always something wild and crazy on the show, but he always just remained so calm. And even in his interviews, he always just talked so calm and just like, oh, you know, everything is okay. And then here you have all this going on the show. But, you know, he always seemed like a humble, a great person.
He was calm.
Yeah, exactly. And he was always just so calm. All the time.
Yeah, how about
like you said, holding his microphone, walking out in the audience.
Yeah.
And people are back there, you know,
true.
Throwing chairs and jumping on each other and everything. And he's just holding his microphone. So great memories of Jerry Springer.
Literally, they're showing the people fighting on TV right now from his show. Oh my
wow.
God! So I don't know what to say. We'll never have TV like that again.
That is quite true.
He'll be missed. So listen, we're gonna go ahead and take
Jerry
that
Springer.
Commercial break. The one and only Jerry Springer. When we come back, it's time for Talk of the Morning. And we're going to lead in today with Michael Hopkins in his talk of the morning. So we'll be back. Stay with us. We've got a lot more to get into this morning, a lot more to go, and a surprise caller calling into the show about 8 or so. So stay tuned. We've got a lot more to get into on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Really good stuff today. Great job, guys. Outstanding.
Stay with us.
We've got a lot more to go. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
In November 2022, researchers found out that women who use chemicals in their hair, such as hair relaxers, are likely to develop uterine cancer. At Heal & Go, we pride ourselves as the producers of all-natural hair care products. We use all-natural organic ingredients in our products to ensure a chemical-free process. Visit our website at www.healandgo.com to read about all our products and their uses. Again, our website is www.healandgo.com.
Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show. Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. We are making black progress. Stay tuned.
Oh, yeah, we are. It's Friday morning, April 28th of 2023. That was DB. And yes, we are making black progress right here each day on the broadcast. Listen, let me get everybody back on. I just love that. That song was Donna Bromfield with the late Amy Winehouse, just so that you guys know. I just absolutely love it. One of my favorites. So listen, let me just get Nicole Marie back on, Michael Hopkins, and the incredible show that we have going on that's underway. I know it's time for our talk of the morning. So I know Michael is leading off today.
Yeah.
With his, and just a reminder, the talk of the morning is where we each of the hosts, Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, myself, we find things that have that resonate with us, and then we share it with you guys out there. So each of us has found a story to share, and it's not something that we have told each other about. So we have no idea what each person is really going to talk about today, and I am super excited to hear. I cannot wait. You know, it's always a surprise. So, Michael, I think we're leading in with Michael Hopkins, the host of the Vet Talk radio show. And, Michael, take it away.
Well, thank you, Carrie. My talk of the morning today centers around the Richmond International Airport here in Virginia, and it centers around two TSA agents or officers.
Okay.
And as we know, TSA, they help you get on the plane and they check your baggage and they do all of those things, you know, after aftermath of 9/11. Well, this particular day in the process of these two TSA security officers were going about their daily duties, and one of them just happened to notice there was an airline pilot. And he was acting kind of funny, like he was walking and it was almost like he was getting ready to fall over. And then all of a sudden, he fell over his bag, his rolling bag. He fell over it, passed out. And these TSA agents, they jumped into action. They realized he was having a medical problem. Come to find out, he had went into cardiac arrest right there in the airport.
Oh, no.
And when he fell down, staggered, fell down, fell over his bag, they jumped into action. One start performing, and Carrie, you know about that first aid when it comes to getting that AED. And they started doing the steps that they were trained to do. And, you know, they kept it up until EMS arrived. And they literally saved this pilot's life. And he's currently recovering. The family has expressed their thanks. Just once again, it's the human spirit.
Yeah.
You know, people go
into
danger. A lot of us are trained when we're in that uniform, I don't care what uniform it is, and we've been trained to do things. We go into danger where most people go away from danger.
Right.
And I just wanted to bring this story out to you guys
That's
and to our
story.
Fans, just the human spirit.
Yeah.
And that is my talk of the morning for you guys.
That's awesome.
Wow.
I love that.
Yeah.
All about helping someone.
Exactly.
And
right.
jumping into action so quickly, I'm sure they saved his life by reacting so quickly.
Absolutely.
So,
and it just reminds me.
Love that.
You know, and that was my world, the airline. So I can totally relate to that. And working at the airport, I did all the above, being on plane with the pilot and managing at the airport. So I've done it all. And so that's a very stressful job being a pilot. And I got to know many, many of them on board the airplane and so forth. And so I can certainly understand and see where something like that happens. And then, Michael, you're right, it hits me doubly when I hear a story like that because
right.
I created something called Get Set. And it's S like Sam, E like Edward, T like Tom, but it actually stands for Salon Emergency Training. So
right.
We actually go out to the shops and we educate and inform them about being prepared to do hands-only CPR at the very least. But, yes, my training exceeds all of that, and I'm trained on equipment, emergency equipment as well as providing the CPR and emergency first aid care. So, but what we do when we go out to the shops, even if you can just do the hands only, it's not optimal, ideal situation, but as they say, something is better than absolutely nothing. So I'm glad that those folks were there to help in that scenario that you pointed out, Michael. Great story. Good job. Awesome.
Oh, thank
talking
you.
I love talking in the morning. Wow.
Yes,
okay.
Very much so. We all love it.
Yeah,
oh,
good
yeah.
stuff.
Very
well, Nicole
much.
Marie, you're up next.
All right. My talk
yes.
of the morning is a very bright young man in New Orleans. His name is Dennis Barnes. He's an honor student at International High School of New Orleans, and he has set a new national record with offers from 125 colleges and universities,
wow.
totaling more than
wow.
$9 million in scholarship money.
Wow.
And this is more than any other high school senior in U.S. history. And his school has contacted the Guinness Book of World Records because of this. He applied to 200 colleges nationwide, and he's going to make his decision in the month of May, and letters are still coming in for him. He has a cumulative GPA of 4.98. He's a
Ooh,
member of
God.
The National Honor Society. He's fluent in Spanish, and he intends to pursue a dual undergraduate degree in computer science and criminal justice. And during this time that he's pursuing his high school diploma, he has been in a dual enrollment program at the Southern University of New Orleans for the past 2 years. He's been earning college credits all during this time in high school. And so he's going to graduate at the end of May. And just shout out to him.
Wow.
Blown away by him.
That
blown away by
is
him.
Incredible.
That is.
Incredible.
Yes.
Oh, I'd love to
yes.
go to his graduation just because. Wow.
Yes.
Amazing
yeah,
young
yes.
man. Amazing.
Well, you know what? This just reminds me, and your talk of the morning, Nicole Marie, just reminds me of how incredible our community is.
Oh,
we
yes.
have so many capabilities. We have, there's no death, no ending or bottom, so we have so much that we
yes.
do. And
right.
in a good way, that
just
is.
Just like we
and
talked about this morning. With the hope
yes.
of the hope of the day, you know, talking about everyone's gifts and talents, you
that's
know,
something that's
wonderful.
Yeah.
Yes. And
don't
this young man is just
excelling.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I love it. I love it. Love it. Love it. Job. Great. Great job. We wish him well. We wish
oh,
him well.
Much so.
Yeah. We don't talk a lot about kids on the show, but I do want to say this. It's important that we pour the best into these little fellas and little young
yeah.
ladies. We really do.
Yeah.
We have to pour the best into them if we want the best to come out of them. So
that's
it. Very,
they're
very important. Yeah,
so
they
true.
Are, literally. Okay, well, listen, my talk of the morning is it's kind of another signing off of a TV legend. He's only been in our world literally for about less than 10 years, but James Corden signed off at CBS as the late night host. So just thought I'd throw that on in this morning. I was so moved by his show, his sign off, his last show, that CBS gave him a primetime slot about 10 o'clock last night or whatever it was. so that you could see him a little bit earlier, because generally he's on after the Late Show here in New York on CBS. So he comes on about 12:30, I think it is, in the morning. I'm usually fast asleep, so I can get up at 4 o'clock. But so I try to catch it every so often. But yesterday really was the last episode of this man's show. So he's the one that does the carpool karaoke with Adele and all these people, and they're singing in the cars, and he's always dancing around, doing all kind of stuff. But what really was touching is his sign-off words that he, you know, I pay attention to what people say, and he took a moment to just remind everybody that we're, you know, these are rough times we're living in, where everybody is so divided. And
right.
I say to folks, you know, this is what keeps me a little bit sane, some good say. And that is that just knowing that there's a big world out there, and we've got to remember to be kind to each other. We've got to remember so many things. This whole divisiveness thing is a notion that, to me, that is just going to sink us faster than a lead balloon. Like, it just makes
exactly.
no sense to judge people unfairly and to kind of freeze people out and not operating from a space of inclusivity. But here's the thing about all of that. Remember that what we do and what we say and all that kind of stuff, all of this comes from, you know, we have folks who are taking advantage and feeding into our lowest common denominator of fear. And that, and it would, you know, listen, if you want to sell folks some fake this and that and all that kind of stuff, and maybe it's, if that's what you, you know, just, you know, be honest and just say that that's what you're doing. You know, but the same way that folks are appealing to our lowest common denominator and playing our fears against one another for their own personal gain, and it's just driving this whole country way into the ground, and it's, I mean, beyond words. You know, we can do the opposite, and that is appeal to what's in everybody as well. There's good. There's good and bad in everybody. I sound like the old Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney song, whatever it was. Stevie Wonder, I'm sorry. Yeah, Black and White, I think it was. But, yeah, this is – it's just there's good – you can appeal to the best of everybody or you could appeal to the worst. And either way, you're going to be successful. So that's something you want to take. And you have to decide on which side you wish to be. So listen, that's what I wanted to kind of go ahead and get out there this morning to you guys. So that's my big thing. So Michael, Nkomori, let's kind of keep things rolling along this morning and take. We've got to pay our little bills here. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about my favorite thing, Afrolock Magazine. You don't want to go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You wake up and your house is a mess and you decide to clean up your house and doing it makes you feel better. That's a win. You need a pen, a Sharpie, and some post-it notes. Every time I do a live for you guys, for me, that's a win. Because honestly, I get very critical of myself and I just have to like put it aside. So I then take it off of here. And I go put it up on my wall where I can see it. Every win you have, you put it on a post-it note and start creating your wall of wins so that you can see what you're accomplishing, so you can see what you're getting done, so you can stop beating yourself up about what you're not getting done and start patting yourself on the back and giving yourself a reward for what you are getting done. Otherwise, you get to the end of the day and you feel like, I just didn't do anything. Because if you've been depressed for 3 days and you get up one day and you decide, decide to make breakfast for your family, that's a win. And you need to be able to see your wins, because your wins will inspire you to keep on winning. Your wins will inspire you to stop beating yourself up about what you're not getting done and start focusing on what you are getting done, because everything starts to align and you start doing more. My Stewie says, go to bed with a plan, wake up with a purpose. And I always say, don't put more than three things that you want to accomplish the next day. And as you accomplish them, write them down and put them on your wall of wins. So that when a client says no on a job, or you call and they said they're going to send you a check and you check your mail 2 days later and you still don't have the check, but what did you accomplish? What did you get done?
Buy your favorite scented candles at Divine Energy Luxury Candles. I'm Kerry Hines. Divine Energy Luxury Candles create an unmatchable ambiance and can immediately enhance your mood. They offer an array of original scents made with coconut soy, hand-poured love. Fill your home and soothe your senses today. Order from DivineEnergyCandles.com.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to RuggedEvo.com. That's RuggedEvo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Hi, my name is Ajak Deng. I am 27 years old and I've been modeling for 8 years.
Hi, my name is Nya Kim Garowich. I am 25 years old and I've been modeling for 2 years.
Hi, my name is Leomi Anderson. I'm 24 years old and I've been modeling for nearly 11 years now.
Hi, my name is Kadia Diaz. I'm 21 years old and I've been modeling for 2.5 years now.
This one girl asked me one time, she's like, is it true that when black people take a shower, or like the dark black people take a shower, the water don't touch your skin? Like you don't feel the wet of the water in my skin, on your skin? And I was just like, huh? This doesn't make any sense to me. Like, you get in the water, you're going to get wet, despite of your black, yellow, purple.
One of the instances is where I was waiting at a casting for 3 hours. They'd seen my face. I'd been sitting there amongst the other girls. And when I finally got into the casting, they say to me, sorry, we're not looking for any African people. And I'm just like, well, that's 3 hours of my life I can't get back because of you, kind of thing. And I was just literally like to them, you know, if you're going to be racist, let me just tell you one thing. My heritage is Jamaican, but we're all from Africa. And they're just like, ah! I'm just like, really? Like, it's the ignorance is just like so shocking.
I had so many crazy experience with hair and makeup.
Being backstage and not having someone to do my hair right or do my makeup right makes me feel like I'm not represented. Like, no one just really cares about my skin color or my hair type.
Before I even had cut my hair like this, I used to have an afro. You know, you could do a lot with an afro. You know, you could either braid it or straighten it or curl it, but it was like, we don't know what to do with your hair. The texture is too nappy.
I always have to travel with a brush and gel, because when I'm backstage, sometimes I have to do my hair or do my makeup. Well, it's not that they don't provide someone to do it, but they won't do it the way I like it, or it won't be, you know, what I want.
But I had an experience in Milan where I went through hell, basically. They glued in a whole head of extensions, they ripped them out, they blow-dried my hair, they straightened it, they put hairspray, and then literally he was just about to put like a really water-based gel on my hair, and I just turned around and I said, if you put this in my hair, it's going to make my hair go frizzy. And he literally just started going off, like calling me like the B word, telling me, who do I think I am? Who do I think I'm talking to? He can end my career in 2 minutes. And this is when I was 17 years old and it was in a room full of people. I felt so embarrassed and I was literally in tears. And that was when I really realized that, you know, being a black model is a completely different experience.
I was at this campaign, and backstage they didn't know how to do my hair. So they felt like, basically they had a white hairstylist, and this guy didn't know how to do braids, and he just like parted my hair and did whatever he wanted with it. And I wasn't happy with it.
Backstage, yes, absolutely. Because not everybody has the correct products to use on dark skin. Or maybe they do have it, but they don't think of the whole undertone thing. Because, you know, I have a red undertone, even though I'm darker than most.
I feel like often black models have to redo their makeup. And I remember all, like, the black models coming to me because I was the only one with my makeup bag. Like, Leonie, I need some powder, the stuff that they're putting on me, they're trying to say it's translucent but it's white, like help me out here. So yeah, it's an instance that I've come across numerous amounts of time.
I feel like it's unfair because white models don't have to do it. I've been in a lot of backstage and it's only the black models that do that.
Most of the time, if a makeup artist doesn't know what they're doing with my skin, I just kind of want to be the teacher that they never had. Bring out my own my little, you know, makeup bag and just say, you know what, as you can see, this is the same, but this has more red in it, and this is just gray, so it's going to make my skin gray. But if you want, you can mix that with this, and then we'll get the perfect color of mine. And it's like, oh, most of the time they listen, most of the time they want to fight you on it.
When I would go to a show or photo shoot, you know, and then I would sit at a makeup artist's chair, you know, and expecting them to, like, put on a foundation, highlight, you know, concealer, you know, all the type of, all the stuff you do for makeup. And it's like, as they never have any products for me. You know, I was like, we don't know what to do. And it was like, oh, this is my favorite line. You don't need foundation. Your skin is so flawless. I'm like, no, you don't have the foundation. It's not that my skin is flawless.
In New York, a lot of makeup artists know how to do black skin. So we never really have that problem in New York. In London, they kind of are very well advanced out there. And they know how to do it. It's when you get to Milan and Paris, or like Spain, that they just like, oh my god, I finally got a dark skin girl, so here's my darkest makeup brand I've never used. You're like, that's not right.
Why is it that if a white model says, ah, you're hurting me, it's like, oh, sorry, babe, but me, it's like, oh, your grandma must have, I'm just like, no. My grandma has a nice soft touch, lies, because everyone knows your grandma hurts your head, but she gets the job done, unlike them, so it's fine, you know?
This guy goes, do you taste like chocolate if I lick you? I was like, what? He's like, you look like you taste like dark chocolate. So I just want to see, can I lick your hand? I was like, no, you're not going to do that. And he's like, why not? I just want to taste it. I was like, lick your hand and you tell me what that tastes like. And he did. And he's like, it tastes like skin. I'm like, that's what mine tastes like. Have a good day.
The thing that really drives me is the fact as well that I don't know what the future holds. Every single day, every single season, we're seeing so much progression for young black women within all industries. So I'm like, if I give up now, who knows where I could be? I could be like the Oprah Winfrey of the fashion industry.
Brands are just trying to make black girls this trend, and it's not. It's not a trend. It's diversity. It's representation. It's everything. And it's sad. It's very sad.
I want to leave a good mark in the industry. I want to do something that's going to change a lot of people's lives and that's going to help the world, humanity. So the future is bright. The future is promising for us, and I think we all just have to stick together and work together because it's the only way we can make it further.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Lions don't hang out with hyenas. They don't. Lions hang out with lions. Because a lion... lion only hangs out with other lions, then the standard for a lion is being a lion. The issue with us and success sometimes is that we don't intentionally hang around people who are what we want to be. We just don't do it. If we can understand the importance of the proximity to excellence, well, then the standard becomes excellent. Oftentimes, we get advice from a friend or a family member or somebody that we know who never even been in the space that we want to go. This is about the power of proximity. Most of us don't understand the importance of closing the gap to excellence. Like, we got to get closer to excellence. When you're around excellence, then you think excellent and you produce excellence in everything that you do. The expectation for you is excellent. Sometimes we listen to people who want us to win, but not more than they win themselves. So you get advice from people about being successful, but the undertone of it is jealousy and envy. That's not the direction that we need to go. Close the gap to excellence, hang out with lions. Surround yourself with people who have identity traits that you want to work for. Excellence is always a proximity issue. Get around it.
When you become successful, everybody wants you to be successful till you're successful.
That's a fact.
Then once you're successful, everybody wants to tear you down. They want to tear down a performance. They want to tear down what you said. They want to criticize you here. They want to find a bad thing to say about you. So you got to just keep walking.
Mm.
And your self-worth has to be strong enough that when everybody's trying to attack you, because they want to be you, and the only way they can be you is they rip you.
Mm.
And you have to be strong enough to take those attacks. You've just got to be strong enough. And when you're strong enough and you get who you are, man, what a life.
We appreciate all of our amazing fans at the Hair Radio Show. And we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening, because your hair speaks volumes.
To rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. It's Friday morning, April 28th of 2023. Yes, I'm Carrie Hines, and we are just killing it this morning. It's a great day. It really is. I'm so happy to have you guys with us. It's our show number 845. It's 845 as we march towards our show number 1,000 that we're going to hit sometime in 2024. With that being said, I want to make sure and remind you guys about the cruise. Big, big, big importance. If you want to cruise with us, here's your chance. We're going to talk about it. First, let's get Nicole Marie, my little team, back together. Nicole Marie out of Water Valley, Mississippi. She sits on her board down there in Water Valley, Mississippi. Michael Hopkins is an accredited claims agent. He is the man, the veteran's veteran, who does all incredible claims help, right, on his Vet Talk Radio show. Nicole, you guys know Michael Hopkins. And also me. I'm Carrie Hines out of Brooklyn, New York. I am now newly appointed to the board in my area here in Brooklyn, New York. In my community, I'm so excited. I work now in tandem with this board who represents over 200,000 constituencies. So I'm super excited about it.
Wonderful.
It's a lot of work that they, ooh, I've got work on 95 South.
It'll be so worth it, though, Carrie. So worth it. So
Thank
rewarding.
You. Yeah, I'm super excited about it. It's my first time. My first foray into political, the political arena. And I mean, when I got that welcome to, to that I've been accepted and my term is starting in May, and that I am, what did they say, a public official, Michael, I think it's
yes, you are a public
Woo.
Official.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
I thought I'd fall on the floor. So I really did.
Well, you
I
are
like,
a perfect
wow.
fit for it, Carrie, and you're
going to
do wonderful.
In New York City.
Pretty
yeah,
much.
Well, thank you. Well, you guys have, you've blazoned the trail for me. You've already set up a pathway to say that this is possible, Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins. You're all about community. It's something that has melded in perfectly with us at the Hair Radio Morning Show. That's what we're about, hair, beauty, and community. Now I get a chance to walk the walk even more so.
Right.
So I'm so excited to do so. And I just wanted to go outside right here where we're located in our in Brooklyn. And I want to shout out to everybody. I'm on the board now. I can represent you guys. So I'm
awesome.
Pretty excited. So, yeah, and I get sworn in next week, so I'm going to bring that to you guys. I'll talk about it, what happens in the whole nine. I'm going to take you guys behind the scenes with me. So I get sworn in on Thursday, next Thursday, the 4th of May. So
that's going to be an exciting time.
Yeah, I think we're going to have a great time. In the meanwhile, I've been working diligently on the launch of our very own magazine.
Yes, oh, yeah.
It has,
oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. It has really taken
Afro-Lock.
Off.
Amazing.
Yes, Afro-Lock magazine.
Oh,
we
yeah.
So excited. And the website, just right now it's a landing page. I am in the process. We're building an entire big old beautiful website that's going to house the magazine, that's also going to feature different things that we're working on, upcoming articles, story ideas. You guys will be, it'll be very interactive. You guys will be able to go on there and share things that you want to read about and know about in the magazine. And you yourselves will have an opportunity to appear in the magazine. We have some things that we're working on that we're going to roll out to you in upcoming weeks, but I'm so super, super, super excited. But right now, you can find out information at afrolock.com. There's a landing page that's set up on our radio site. It's all there. Go there. You can get a good gist of what it's all about. If you guys are interested in advertising, we have an entire media kit, a sales deck, if you will, that kind of covers the entire magazine and what we can do mechanically and otherwise to help you with your promotions and so forth. So we do it all here. Like Nicole Marie said earlier, it's a one-stop shop.
One-stop shop.
And so,
whatever you need is right here.
Yeah. So this is really big. Michael, anything you want to say? Because don't think that the veterans and your commitment to the veterans and what you do with the Vet Talk Radio Show is going to be lost on us. A big part of this, we're looking at providing discounts to the veterans through Afro-Lock magazine. We're going to continue. The magazine itself is going to have a reflection on community and our wonderful, wonderful commitment to the veterans. And that'll be showcased in this upcoming issue as well. So I'm super excited. What are your thoughts when you hear something like that on behalf of the veterans?
Oh, my thoughts are there are so many veterans out there that want to be heard. And this is another way through Afro-Lock that they can be heard. And, you know, it's just, it's beautiful, Carrie. What you've done is you have created something that is just so powerful. It really is. It is powerful. And it's going to be long-lasting. Because
thank you. Wow.
it has that formula. It really does. I saw
exactly.
It, the first cover. I mean, wouldn't you agree, Nicole Marie? Remember that first cover that Carrie did? It blew me away. If I didn't know Carrie Hines and I didn't know what you do, my first thought would have been, where can I get my hands on this magazine? Like
exactly.
ASAP.
Exactly.
Wow.
Very.
What's
wow.
inside? I need to read this. Oh,
I
yeah.
I need to know.
Well, I appreciate
it's very
that.
Important.
Thank you. And Nicole Marie, anything you want to add on? We're trying to remember women and the wonderful
yes.
contribution of ladies all over
yes,
the world. So
yes.
what do you want to say?
And this Well, I believe that the magazine is just another dynamic avenue to reach girls, women, and just focus on those issues that are pertinent to us. You know, hair, beauty, community, the things that affect us in the community, education, health and wellness issues, just so much. It's everything that encompasses us. And
absolutely.
I'm just so excited just for the opportunity to be able to share and just to be a part of this great, great magazine. Like Michael said, I echo everything
Thank you, Michael.
And I believe that it's going to take off. It's going to be long-lasting, like Michael said, and that it's just going to just be another wonderful platform for our community because we need this. I agree.
Yes, thank you. Outstanding. Very well put, you guys. Yes, and listen, we have not forgotten about the hair and beauty, which we stand on. So we're going to have some incredible folks and hairstylists that you guys have come to know. I'm going to see if we can get Keisha McAllister from out in California to make some contributions. Siobhan DeSeer, you heard from her in West Orange, New Jersey, from Roots Rock Salon to make some contributions. Our own newly announced COO, and we're talking about Ms. Khadija Phillips, who is comes to us out of the Philadelphia area. And she is our COO. She's helping us to pull the magazine together. And we're so excited. Shout out to Khadija. She herself is a natural hairstylist and does locks and all of that kind of wonderful good stuff. So we're going to have her on in addition to our superstar from the West Coast out in California, in addition to the wonderful, super, what can I say, super cala, fragilistic, wonderful lady that we have, Keisha.
Oh, yeah, love it.
She has to hear from her every day on this show. Well, she's going to now have a wonderful hair partner out here on the natural side, so I cannot wait So I think we're going to hear from I've chatted with our wonderful COO, about this Khadija, and I think that we're going to try to get something on with natural hair stuff at least once a week in addition to everything else. So it's just we're constantly growing. We're constantly growing on the show. It's a definite step in the right direction. I'm loving all of this, and I'm very appreciative. I'm very appreciative. So the first issue, in case today's your first time tuning in, you might have missed it. We're not waiting until 2024. We're not even waiting for the end of this year. This magazine will be out next month, the next 30 days or so. So we're really about 30 to 45 days. It'll be out. So what you guys can do, putting together some banners, you'll see all the stuff on social media, big campaign about signing up for a digital subscription, which are very affordable. Here's the thing on that. Our digital subscriptions will be only $24.99 for the entire year. So that's all it is. And our magazine is out each month. So you're getting a new issue every month. And there's so much that we're going to introduce you to. And you'll be able to read a lot more about folks that you've heard about on the show or even have seen at some of our live events. But, yes, you'll be able to read about them now in our magazine. So we have really covered the media. I think the magazine closes the circle for us at Hair Radio, where we've been broadcasting since 1995 with our Carapy hair products, with our live hair events down on the Showboat, at the Showboat Hotel in Atlantic City, New Jersey. We've accomplished those things too, in addition to the 10th anniversary of my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, to our closing in on 1,000th episode of this broadcast. In addition to our education and things that we are doing with our clients that you guys don't see. We've added one more thing, and that's Afrolock Magazine. So I'm super excited about it. I think it's going to do amazing things, and this is the beginning for so much to come. So really good stuff. I'm just excited about all of this. I really am.
Yes. Exciting time.
Yes. So we're gonna do some things. I don't know if we'll do some kind of a launch party of some sort. And so all of that, please remember, go to HAIRadio.com. Check it out. We have everything there, including the magazine talk. We've got the cruise talk. We have all the different things that we're working on. And, again, the magazine at afrolock.com, you'll see information specifically on the landing page. So really good stuff. And that's really it. Listen, let's get – now, we haven't heard this in a long time. We mentioned about this artist. Her dad has been on our show. We're talking about the whirlwind, incredible artist known as Beyonce. This song is one of my favorites that is not all that old now. It's called Break My Soul. You guys remember it. And we'll be right back. We've got more to go this morning. Still a little bit more to go on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
How about this flow? Take off the flow. Sit in my seat, I'm almost a man. Get your
everybody.
All right. It is so great to talk about the cruise. I'm so excited because this is in 2024, so it's a little bit down the road. But I think it's really great to address some of the concerns and some of the anticipation. And my very special guest, of course, Nicole Marie from Water Valley, Mississippi, Michael Hopkins, who comes to us from beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia, and our very, very special guest sitting in with us today, our industry colleague, Ms. Katrina Jones from Paris, Texas. Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So, yes, I want to kind of lead on in. Let's start, Nicole Marie, kind of walk everybody through a little bit of some of the highlights from what we can look forward to in July of 2024.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We are cruising the Bahamas in
yes.
July of 2024, July 13th through the 18th. So it's going to be a five-day cruise. And
amazing.
we are leaving out of Miami, Florida.
Yes.
So
on what cruising?
Very, very excited.
On
yes. Carnival.
Carnival
Cruise Line. Yes.
Wow.
Carnival Cruise Line. Yes.
So this is exciting.
And I am just so excited. I can't wait, Gary. It's a long way away, and I'm ready. I'm ready right now.
Now, quite often, sometimes you guys will travel without everybody in the family. So what's the idea of this? What's the game plan this time? Is everybody all packed up and ready to go?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Well, my family is going, my husband, myself, and the kids. We're going to make this a family trip. So we are all going. And, Carrie, I've already book my room. I'm ready. We're ready.
Nicole Marie does not get no grass will grow under Nicole Marie's feet.
Wow.
Let me tell you, that is just incredible. And
does this mean she got an itinerary with the itinerary? There's already an itinerary?
Listen, that the cruise line probably already has a copy of Nicole Marie's itinerary. Outstanding.
I do not have an itinerary yet.
Oh,
I'm working
no.
on it. I have looked at the list of excursions, but I haven't made anything out just yet. So I can wait on that.
Well,
wow.
You know, we did put up a little bit of an itinerary on the website at HAIRadio.com. There's a big old tab that says five-day cruise. You can't miss it. And I think we have some information there that speaks to each day, like what port we'll be arriving into. And I think that seems to be, I think, something that'll be helpful. The other thing is that, yes, as you pointed out, it's going down to the Bahamas. Yes, we arrive into Nassau. We leave kind of like, we arrive into Nassau, and then it goes to about two or three other ports. So it's really going to be nice. And we have, I think, one full day at sea.
Yes,
so
going back to Miami, it's one full day.
Yes. Exactly. So my only thing I have to do also is to book for the flight going to Miami. So I think that'll be real nice. I'll be super excited about that. I'm most looking forward to the whole thing, though. I think it's really going to be an incredible trip, and I'm super excited. Now, Katrina, you've hung out with us now. Katrina Jones, one of the original Angels producers on Michael's Vet Talk Radio show. So, Katrina, tell us, what are your plans? Are you bringing the whole family down?
No, I'm not bringing the whole family. I'm bringing a couple of friends. Now, my daughter, she still hadn't decided upon her boyfriend going. But if they don't, it's just going to be me and my two friends.
Okay, all right. So you're bringing your posse this time.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I think it sounds awesome. Michael, I know your thoughts are just maybe you might make this trip with us, you and the missus.
Oh, yeah, that's about it. I can't think of anybody else. I love all my kids and grandkids and great-grandkids, but they have to go find something to do next year in that July period without me and without Grandma. They'll be just fine. That's the way I'm looking at it. You guys will be just fine. I'm going to take a picture in Miami of me. Matter of fact, you know, guys, what I'll do, instead of taking a picture, why not just record it and send it to them on Facebook and send it to them and everything else?
FaceTime.
Kind of surprise.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And you guys remember on the Love Boat how they used to, as the ship was backing up, they were like waving, hey, everybody waving. The people on the ground weren't going anywhere. They just were waving.
Yep.
I remember that
well.
Yeah, and it reminds me of that. It really does. The cruise, you will have a great time. I'm telling you, the food you can eat until the cows come home, literally.
That's right. All you can eat.
You really, and I don't know how that feels to just get up, go eat, go back to sleep, go eat. It's just whatever you want.
Well, it sounds good so far. I mean,
yeah,
that sounds good so far. As
Let
long as they got
you.
A lounge chair with my name on it, Carrie, I'm feeling real good.
Yeah, well, you could take several seats, Michael.
Pretty much.
They had, you have Shea lounge chairs. It's just an incredible time. I mean, I was just trying to think, is it better in the room? I had a balcony room, but that's not part of our room allotment this go round. But you can still get one if you wish. So when you call in to the cruise line, you give them a special code that you can only get from us here at Hair Radio. And they will give you the details of the event. And if you wish for a different room, a different room other than the ocean views that we have set aside, you can certainly ask them about it and they will give you whatever the pricing is for that. So I just thought it was an incredible time. So I'm looking forward to it. Now, have either of you been to the Bahamas before? Or any of you?
I've been to the Caribbean, but never did the Bahamas.
Okay. Well, I haven't done the Bahamas either. I haven't been to Bahamas. I'm looking forward to it. My sister-in-law's from the Bahamas, and she was telling us how beautiful it is, and I just cannot wait. So I think we're going to have a great time. We're also trying to plan a little event on the land in the Bahamas, so we'll keep you guys informed as well. So
that's going to be good. I cannot wait to put my little toesies in the sand, sit on the beach, and just watch life go by. That's that other side of me you guys didn't know about.
I think that's going to be nice. I do. I'm very pleased.
Can't wait for all of us to be together again.
Yeah, so that's our next big thing that we have. Again, it is the 5-day trip to the Bahamas. And again, we're taking off out of Miami, Florida. So it'll be like a vacation within a vacation. And there's a lot of details at HAIRadio.com.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So
going to be fun.
All right.
Yeah.
We're gonna wrap it up. I just want to say thank you so much to Nicole Marie, Katrina Jones, Michael Hopkins, and me, Carrie Hines.
Hello there. It's Mia, and I'm back. I'm one of the brand ambassadors at Carrie Hines Hair Care. I'm here to help you get started with your very own Carapy hair industry distribution business. By the completion of this video, you'll know how you can make a difference in the lives of so many coping with hair loss.
You'll also learn next steps in launching your very own Carapi hair products distribution business. It's also a great way for you to generate income while helping your community. First, if you've dreamed of being in the dynamic world of the hair and beauty industry but didn't know how to start, this is a dream come true. Carrie Hines is a longtime hair industry stalwart who has made a big difference in the lives of so many launching a hair biz career. He's also worked very hard on behalf of the millions suffering from the effects of thinning hair, hair damage, and hair loss. So much so that he's created the world's first traction alopecia foundation, TAF. Go to CarrieHinesHairCare.com to learn all about the education of hair care and how this is a revolutionary approach to successfully running your hair industry business. Carapi products are all-natural shampoos, regenerating conditioners, great hair growth oils, and so much more. Also, Carapi products are salon direct, meaning they go straight from Carrie Hines Hair Care to our Carapi distributors and on to the hair salons and barbershops. You won't find Carapi at the big box stores. Our goal is to offer a brand that the hair industry professionals can believe in and support. As a Carapi distributor, it's your job to get Carapi to those professionals in the salons and barbershops. Remember, Carapi is a complete hair growth system that's effective and hair clients will love. Carapi products are available in all sizes for back bar professional use and to prominently display in your shop's retail purchase area. Offering Carapi at your location will greatly increase your bottom line. As a Tier 1, Tier 2, or Tier 3 Carapi distributor, you'll be authorized to present the Carapi brand to a professional hair community that is very much interested, and will help you select which tier will best suit your business goals. Each distributor is set up with all the materials to get you on your way, including your own telephone number and so much more. Carapi.com has complete details about our products, services, and how you can become a distributor, educator, platform artist, affiliate, or follow others on their hair journey with Carapi. Don't forget to pick up a Carapi mug or t-shirt in our website store while you're at Carapi.com. Again, I'm Mia, one of the brand ambassadors at Carrie Hines Hair Care. I hope you found today's presentation helpful. Please reach out to us.
Coming soon. Don't miss the brand new hair radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for real, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
I'm here to tell you all about JustSalonTowels.com and their amazing bleach-proof, bleach-resistant towels. JustSalonTowels specializes in bleach-proof towels, which means that this is the only type of towel your beauty shop, hair salon, nail salon, or spa will ever need. We know that many of the hairstylists and hair colorists use bleach to wash their salon towels to remove any dye. Just Salon towels are dyed with a special process which makes them highly resistant to fading that's caused by exposure to bleach. And this will solve that problem, as they are bleach resistant. The color stays vibrant for a much longer time. The Just Salon towels, bleach-proof, bleach-resistant towels, are made out of quality 100% ring-spun cotton and are available in 8 colors to match your salon style. Order today at JustSalonTowels.com. Again, that's JustSalonTowels.
It is April 28th of 2023. I'm Carrie Hines with Michael Hopkins on the Hair Radio Morning Show. All new today, Michael. And it was just a fantastic broadcast, I should say. And
yes,
just
was.
Looking forward to next week. Yeah, so we'll, you know, the weekend I get to work on new shows and things, book new guests and all that wonderful good stuff, select new music, all for our new spate of next week's shows. So we'll be back on Tuesday, 6 o'clock in the morning, and we're here Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of next week, live each of those days. So great new guests, great new topics, all kinds of things to bring you. What you just heard was a little bit, I think it was from the video that we have about folks becoming a therapy distributor. And Michael, you're a therapy distributor already. Nicole Marie's a therapy distributor. We have a whole wonderful group of folks who love therapy and get it out to the masses. And we're going to be talking more about that as well. We've been doing a lot of talk about the show, about the radio show, about our live events, about the cruise that's coming up. We've got so much going on here at the Hair Radio Morning Show, the new magazine, afrolock.com, you guys can go to. And, of course, my hair product line, Kerapy, K-E-R-R-A-P-Y. And we have a whole host of things, new things on the way, so much to talk about. So next week, definitely tune in. And, Michael, did you have fun this week? It was a great Vet Talk Radio show, by
the way.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Kerry. Oh, yeah. Lots of fun this week. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it really was. It was, I think, what did you have a favorite moment?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Definitely my favorite moment was talking about service because it took me back to the 80s.
Oh,
very
that was
much.
The day show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was so much about, you know, it was the feelings, the what was going on back then. And,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I had a new
really
baby
was.
In my life and, you know, two kids. I went from one child to two children and being in Germany. And, I mean, all of that.
So it just had brings back special memories for you.
Oh, yeah. Just special memories.
Yeah. Well, I got to say, for me, I had a great moment, too, but I think the whole week was amazing. We brought back Wayne Smith. We talked about him mid-show a little bit. It was great to have him on board. He helped to celebrate me becoming now this wonderful community board member here in my section of Brooklyn, New York, which represents over 200,000 people, so I'm looking forward to this.
I'm looking forward to just, you know, the things you're going to be able to tell us, the adventures you're going to have, and the political aspect of it.
My swearing in. It's all starting with my swearing in on Thursday of next week. I'll be talking to you live all about that. You know, we're going to be on talking about stuff. I'm going to bring you all the updates and all of that. I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully there'll be some pictures and things that we can post online. And
raising
my right hand.
You're gonna
just represent well.
Repeating that oath of office. Oh, that is just
So I'm super excited about it. Community is important to us. I love the hair and beauty industry. I get to live the best life every day by sharing time with our amazing fans, and I just want to say thank you to you for tuning in each day, for listening to us for hours on end, literally. That's just incredible. And so it's just a reminder to our amazing sponsors and advertisers, folks like JustSalonTowels.com. Please, if you have a shop, go get your things from Just Salon Towels. They got amazing, beautiful bleach-resistant towels that you heard me talk about a little while ago. They've got so much going on. Also, I want to say just a reminder, there's a big hair event coming up in New York City on textured style. So we definitely want you to come out. It's on August
13th. Wow. Nice.
Yeah, she's got a big show. Monet Everett is doing a show in New York. We'll have more on that next week as well. Got to say thank you to Rugged Evolution Beard Care. They've got their own beard care product line. It's headed up by Mr. Arrington Gatman, who's been on our show many times. We're going to try chat up with him the other day. We're bringing him back to the show soon. He also does podcasts and things like that. So I'm super excited about that.
Wow.
Coming up
and
on
you know,
on Tuesday's show, on our next show Tuesday morning, we have Dr. Yolanda Ragland, who's returning to the airwaves.
Big
here.
Show,
so you don't want to miss that.
Oh, yes. Looking forward to Dr. Ragland.
Yes, so I guess I better say goodbye. We got to wrap it up. We're getting ready to go off. Okay, guys, thank you so much.
Oh, man, we
got to
wrap it up. Oh,
gotta wrap it up. So listen, thank you so much, and here's our